station.
Here they come again, and they're gaining fast!
This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Excuse me.
Doogie.
So big, it was terrible.
Dieter.
The Pope said condoms are cool.
Charlie.
Millions of abortions all the time.
And Jeffrey.
My last bobble was a foot long.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Thursday, August 24th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And I think you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach us. Give us a call. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Also comes into the studio in real time. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. At the moment, there is some sort of technical glitch here at Studio RMG. I don't know what's going on. I walked in, and it's utter chaos here. So I don't know if we are on the... I don't know if we're on the air. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, somebody tweeted terrible starts of the show, so I'm assuming they hear it.
American Patriot says, great show. You have a commercial break going off here in Binghamton every 15 to 20 seconds. We know that's a technical glitch.
Rude. yeah, it's not our fault.
I don't know what's happening here. The computer system that runs the commercials and stuff and all of the production elements, it also controls the satellite and what happens at affiliate stations when they go to break. It just started going. Charlie called me while I was driving into work. He said it was going haywire and it was just going by itself. I don't know what that could have possibly been.
The eclipse, maybe? The solar eclipse effects?
No, I don't think that is it at all.
Oh.
Sunspots.
Were you left outside, Dom? I thought Snitz was supposed to go get you.
Corey had to run down to get me, and then he needed somebody to cover his board. So,
I mean,
they probably should have just left that key card working.
Yeah,
well, Dom had a key card that worked, and no one deactivated his key card, so he just walked in here a few weeks ago.
Well, they deactivated it real quick.
And they deactivated it that day.
Oh,
I mean, I think it was
during the show,
like an hour later.
Oh, yeah.
someone came in here, made an emergency trip in to deactivate his key card so he can't get... Who knows what this guy could have been doing coming in here in the middle of the night, Saturday night, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Playing his music.
And no one's here.
Rubbing his junk on the board. Take that.
All right, we're live in Rochester. We're live in Cleveland. But who knows, both of those, some of our stations do not have real live people in the studio when we're on, you know, in the city. Some do, some don't. And someone says we're on the air just fine in Binghamton.
We're on in West Palm Beach. The guy there running the show's on it.
Okay, all right.
But those stations all have people there, so.
I don't think Binghamton does it? Although
I think they did when we were maybe they there. Did. They told us they were. So I don't know what happened. It just started auto-playing everything in, like, that comes up throughout the day.
Yeah.
All played right at 6 a.m. Just all of them.
Everything that happens in one day happened in a matter of minutes.
Well,
minute.
They can only play three at a time. So then once, like, the outro plays, which before we go to commercial break, that's only 4 seconds. Then the commercial break music plays. Then the rejoin music plays. It just was going nonstop. And it just wouldn't stop doing it.
What was the diagnosis when I walked in? You were on with one of our engineers who probably had to wake up.
Yeah, he put something to stop, so it should be working for an hour. Still watching it. It still could happen. We're not exactly sure what even took place yet. So he's looking into it. But we're paused right now, which is good. Everything's okay right now.
Well, I have a bunch of pauses.
I know. You have a bunch in case it starts auto going again, that it'll just go to another pause instead of going sending us to commercial break. If that makes sense.
But what about when you do go to break? What's going to happen?
Well, right now everything seems okay. We seem okay. Holding it together right now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good job, Charlie.
Jeff Jr. says it's Snitz's fault, no doubt. He was hitting something back there, doing something.
That sounds about right. I was working with a lot of wires this morning, so maybe I pulled something.
Dayton says that it was doing the same thing during the beginning of the show there, but it appears fine now that we're on live.
Cool.
And there you go. So, all right, Williamsport checking in. They got us. So, all right, I think everything is okay.
I've never seen that before. It was just like somebody sitting there on the control board hitting play every 5 seconds. Just play, 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 play. So.
All right. We have a lot to get to this morning. Comedian John Lovitz is in studio with us. We have a sparring match. I don't want to say a boxing match because I don't want people's hopes to... I don't want to, like, oversell this. Dieter and Dumb in a sparring match today. Dumb flapping his gums yesterday, Dieter, that he could take you down. Now that he's a new improved Dumb, he's lost the weight. He says his mental agility is better. He's not on any of these, weird drugs that he was on back in the day. He's in there warming up in the fart box right now.
jogging
around, keeping himself warm. Shadow boxing in there, and he's ready for this. You seem, Dieter, disinterested.
It feels like it's a joke.
You're not...
He's the same old guy to me. I look at him. He hasn't lost any weight. He has the same body shape. He still... He talks when he mumbles like he's on drugs.
He's lost a lot of weight. We saw a picture of him yesterday on RMG TV.
Okay, you talk about the 400-pound guy? Yes. Yeah. When we left the show, to me, he looked like that.
So we have a sparring match coming up sometime today. I also have... lots to talk about. I do want to get into a couple of things. Some wild accusations that I've learned over the past 24 hours. I'll get to those at some point. But first, email. Kyle writes, Rover, the first day of school is an exciting time for a lot of your listeners. Not because kids are going back to school and parents can finally get a break, but because it's Doogie-free day. The show just flows so nicely on this wonderful day. No constant now, or wheezing to interrupt whatever's going on. Please don't discourage her from bringing her daughter to school. Just let us have this day. Carlo writes, you have to make Doogie get a facelift. Those jowls have to be fixed if she's going to be on camera. It's getting worse by the day. Are your jowls?
I will call Dr. Goldschmidt today. I need Botox.
Oh, my God.
I'm a Botox. Have you tried that, Dom, Botox?
No, but I probably would be a good candidate for that because I'm getting some pretty bad crow's feet. I'm getting pretty wrinkly. Yeah, I'm getting wrinkly pretty bad. I think it's because I squint a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I don't think Botox is a good move for you.
Why?
Because it accentuates a forehead on anybody because they can't move anything up and down. So yours is going to be this flat, like, big piece of whiteboard on above your eyebrows.
I don't think she can move. Can you, like... Oh, yeah, I guess she can.
I do get Botox.
She can move her
eyebrows. I do. I've done it twice now. Don't roll your eyes at me.
Really? You've done Botox?
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan of Botox, for sure. I never... Yeah.
This is new? Okay.
It is new.
In the head?
What's in the head? New in the head?
On the forehead.
No, yeah. I should film it when the next time he does it. He does it like a gazillion different places on my face.
They're injecting poison right into your face, Dieter.
And once you start, aren't you supposed to keep it up, douche? Or else it goes away? So you're starting and stopping it?
It wears off. I do it like I've done it twice.
It's botulism, I think, is what they inject into your face, Dieter. What could go wrong?
I noticed your lips look a little Kardashian-esque. Did you get some collagen or something plumped in there? Or?
No, I've not done that. I've only done the Botox, and then I tried fillers once last year.
What are fillers?
That kind of defines your face.
Oh, my God.
So like I just said, like the collagen, the injections, but not in your lips. Oh, I see.
No, I've not done the lips.
Denise writes, Charlie, shut your pie hole. It's talking about the NFL. It's a bunch of overpaid jockstraps supporting another overpaid jockstrap. They need to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I don't know what that means, I guess.
Shut your pie hole. That's what it means. Shut up.
It's about the kneeling. During the preseason game, 12 players on the Cleveland Browns took a knee during the national anthem. And Charlie's like, hey, yeah, that's good. That's perfect. Why not?
Do it if you want. Silent protest. Peaceful protest.
Brickman writes, how dare you say that people want to shake those players' hands is like people wanting to shake OJ's. Well, Dumb was telling a story about how he went out with some of these football players a couple nights ago. It was, I think, the night after the kneel down, right? The 12-player kneel
was.
Down.
Yeah. Maybe going out with them is a little bit of a stretch. I was my girlfriend was invited by one of the Browns' girlfriends or fiancés. Like, and it was a big charity event. It wasn't like I was like...
Go with the other angle. Okay.
Well, I'm not trying to insert himself into the...
I would. I totally would. Me and my Botox were hanging out with the Browns.
So, this is the night after this 12-man kneel down during the national anthem, and Dumb's like, well, people didn't seem to mind. They were still coming up, shaking his hand, and shaking their hands, these players, and I said, well, yeah, people go up to OJ, and they want to shake his hand. OJ, what's happening? Juice. And that guy's I don't think there's any doubt in most sane people's minds that he was responsible for a double murder, so why shake the guy's hand? Anyway, Brickman writes, how dare you say that people want to shake these players' hands like people want to shake OJ's? You are a closet racist. You're too raunchy for iHeart, right? Just like kneeling, the NFL might not like. Should iHeart fire you, stop paying you because you won't listen to them? You sound like Jim Crow himself. An effing comedian dying for ratings. You make fun of the Breakfast Club. How does it feel to get beat by ethnics who don't give an F about you? Stay in your lane. In a LeVar Ball voice. What is this guy talking about? This guy's a lunatic.
I feel sorry.
This is one of those idiots that... you ever seen people on TV or... You might even know some people around in your life who... try to sound intelligent and they pontificate and they try to use big words like pontificate. And they just speak nonsense. It's gobbledygook. What is this?
It does kind of make you seem smart. Like that kind of was smart, what you just said, pontificate.
The players have freedom, he continues, and it's not just freedom until you or any other white man decides different. You have freedom to do your show how you want, so allow these players to do what they want. Brickman, I don't have freedom to do. Look, the bottom line is I have an employer here. And if the employer doesn't like what I'm doing, here's what happens. They say, Rover, change it. And if I say no and I keep doing it, what do you think happens? They stop paying me, they fire me. I would have freedom if I did the following. If I bought a radio station and I ran everything, that's how I would have the freedom, but I don't. Now, if the NFL players want to have it their way and kneel, they can kneel down. They could actually go out to the 50-yard line and take a dump during the national anthem if they owned the league and they owned the football team. They could do all of that, right? They could do whatever they want. But until then, someone's paying their paycheck. And if I were the one paying the paycheck, I would say, knock it off. Don't do it. Or you're going to be shipped out. Simple. Mike writes, Rover, I've been listening for years. And at least once a week, I can't believe the strange things that come out of your mouth. You three in the main studio are so completely out of touch that hearing your opinions on anything is laughable. Playing the national anthem before any form of entertainment does what exactly? Does it help vets get better healthcare or help with PTSD when the fireworks go off during the national anthem? I'm glad Anthony had the balls to make you look like an idiot because almost every question you had was beyond stupid. Keep telling us about how you would cut employees if they were doing a bad job. But wake up and realize Doogie is still on the show.
Rude.
Yep, he got me. We should stop the national anthem at everything. Pledge of Allegiance, get rid of that in school. I would actually say it's ridiculous to have a flag with the stars and stripes. It's just a piece of cloth. Take all those flags down. What else can we do? Get rid of all states because it's just a state. Who needs? It's just an imaginary line. Get rid of all states.
Government.
Well, who needs that? Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Gone.
Derek writes, Yo, Rover, it's nice to see Dumb back in action on your show. I've always loved Dumb, and having him sub in for Nads is fantastic. He does a good job. He even brings the best out of Dieter.
He does?
There are seriously segments when Dieter won't even speak, let alone say two words. Anyhow, I know that there is no way that Nads is being replaced, but if both parties are mutually interested, could Dumb possibly be the new producer of Rover's Morning Glory? I don't know what they're going to do with that producer job. Who knows?
Could he book guests?
He couldn't book the hookup.
Exactly.
Why can't he book guests?
Exactly.
Jeez, thanks for the vote of confidence, guy. I got a friend request from Ballrag last night.
Really?
On Facebook, on my personal Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know. Are they probing?
Maybe.
Corporate probing?
Or maybe he wants to do a little personal probing with
you
this weekend.
No, don't say that. He's
two guys,
very mushy.
Two guys just hanging out.
He's listening right now.
I do have a hot girlfriend.
No.
And a young daughter.
Stop it. He's listening right now, so don't. We love you, Ballrag. I did beg him yesterday. I'm like, will you come down for our sparring match tomorrow? We need some extra. We need a ref. And will you just help us? He's like, nope, not going to happen.
What a pussy.
Not part of the show.
Honestly,
never will happen.
What a pussy,
like,
to be honest
on.
With you.
Put
I'll coax him down.
You.
He'll be my new FB friend. I'll send him a message.
What? No, don't beg him. I'd say get out of here. Don't come down. We don't want you there. Don't come within a 100-foot radius of where they're doing the sparring match. I don't want someone with that attitude. Screw him. Seriously, don't come down, Ballrag.
Don't
stay
this.
Away.
Don't
come down.
He'll get mad.
I don't care.
He's going to get mad at you.
That's fine.
No.
What do I care? He'll be gone just like the rest of them are all gone. They all leave eventually. He'll be.
He's not going to go.
Okay. Jamie writes, "Yo, Rover, I've been listening for 6+ years. I love you guys. I'm in San Diego, SDLY. I want an RMG shirt or something to rep here on the West Coast. How do I get that? Jamie, or maybe it's Jaime if they're in San Diego, Southern California."
J-A-M-I. How does it?
Yeah, they don't say the J.
No, they do too.
Jaime.
They're not saying Jaime. Like, isn't that a girl's like, body part?
I don't know if this is a girl. It could be a guy. I don't. This is what I, she, what does she not get?
I didn't say like, it was a girl or a guy. I said, isn't that a girl's body part, Jaime?
Oh, are you an idiot? That's a hymen, you dumbass. Oh. Jaime? You've never heard of this? Jaime?
No. For a person's, a girl or a guy's name?
A man's name. It's a Hispanic name. Jaime? You
never heard of that. Jose?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
Same thing. No J. Jesus. Jaime.
How do you spell Jesus?
Just like you spell Jesus, dumbass.
Oh, that's right.
God, is she an idiot?
I'm tired. Can we start the show over?
Well, with our computer, it probably will. Just give it a shot, and then when you listen on the podcast, the whole thing will be chopped up and skipping every 5 seconds. I mean, we got it all under control here at iHeart.
Got this.
Alex writes, "I worked on satellite systems in the Navy and on freighters on the Great Lakes for a living. I'd be interested in learning what your setup is on Rolling Glory 1 and possibly helping you out. Listening to the replay, the dish is 11 out of 10 times, never the issue. The phone supports are usually more useless than politicians." All right, so we have a satellite uplink on Rolling Glory 1 that has never worked, and we've probably spent 50 hours. I mean, I've been on the phone with them 5-6 hours just in one phone call. Jeez. Multiple times. Probably 3 or 4 times. 5 hours at a time. In addition to the other everything else that we've tried. So it's probably about 50 hours that we've spent troubleshooting this. And tried everything. Swapped equipment out. Done everything. Swapped cables. Swapped satellite modem. Swapped satellite controller. Swapped TRIA. Whatever the hell that is. And then they go, "Get up there on the roof with some string and start measuring the dish." And I did that. I took a picture and they go, you need a new dish. So the other day I had Snitz and Charlie come to help me out because they said, this is a 2-person job to put this new satellite dish on. They shipped me the dish. It's made out of metal, but it's very, very light. It was really a 1-person job, I think. Probably could have been done by 1 person.
Snitz.
But I was taking... I mean, I didn't know it was going to be that small and that light. And anyhow, so it gets out there. So I tell them, Snitz and Charlie, I said, all right, I'm going to go take a leak. When I come back, we'll have 2 people up on the roof, 1 person down on the bottom. That way, if we need different tools or something like that, we can, you know, that person on the ground can hand them up to us. So I went to take a leak. I come back out. They're already up on the roof. They got it swapped out in 2 minutes.
Did they really?
Yeah, 2 minutes. So I go down and I get into the bus. I power the thing up. Comes right on.
Really?
Swapping out the dish works.
Awesome.
So we now have satellite as our backup communication for Rolling Glory 1. All right, I do have to take a break. I mentioned... Bedford Bart, he does want a mood check on Jeffrey. I'll get that after the break.
How did he know that Jeffrey was here? We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have an explosive allegation regarding someone or something on the show. You don't want to miss this. I don't know if it's true. I can neither confirm nor deny if this is true, but it is an explosive allegation. And I will tell it to you right after this. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Rover, you have to press play with your mouse today.
What is that?
All right. And I'm going to hit eject on this extra pause, and now it should be ready to go. Hit play.
I have to use my mouse?
Yes, for the day.
Okay. We will be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Your first chance of the day to win a trip to Las Vegas for our 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival comes at 8:30 on MMS.
It's Time for more Rover's Morning Glory on Cleveland's Rock Station, 100.7 WMMS.
Football leads to concussions. Concussions lead to brain damage. And brain damage turns you into Dieter.
Sex with another man or sex with a goat.
So, goat in a second. Spread those hooves.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, I do have what is an explosive allegation. I don't know if it's true. I'll get to that in just a moment. We have Dieter taking on Dumb in some sort of, I don't want to call it a boxing match because I don't want people to get their hopes up like this is going to be a full-on 12-round heavyweight fight. Full go. It's more of a sparring match.
Dude, you booked out the whole show for it.
I did.
I go, you don't need to be doing that. Well, the hookup was canceled. So from like 8 to 11, I go, you're not going to need that much time, honey.
I didn't book out a whole show.
But, I mean,
honey.
There's no hookup for 2 hours. Like, that got canceled.
We have John coming in, and you know how those interviews go long, and then you have the setup, and then you're in studio, and then the recap.
Yeah, John Lovett's going to be on with us shortly. But they were talking yesterday. People started calling me. Do you want ring girls? Do you want this referee who's like a referee from here or there? I said, no. I go, this is not like we've done boxing events in the past where we shut down a street downtown once and put a ring up and Dieter fought Butterbean in the middle of downtown. That was a big boxing event. You have ring girls and referees and judges and, This is happening on the show. This is just a one-on-one.
We don't do anything.
All right.
Small.
This is just a quick sparring match to see who's going to come out on top after Dumb challenged Dieter and said that basically he'd take you down now that he is in better physical shape than he was when he used to work on the show. Dumb is filling in as our phone screener, by the way. Dumb used to be on the show for 10 years, I think. Am I saying that correctly? Was he on the show for 10 years?
Yeah.
If I'd say that. Exactly. I mean, he might be longer. Years.
Yeah, no, it was like 2004 to what, 2014?
Yeah, I started as an intern in like June of 2004, and my exit was in August 2014.
So 10 years.
Yeah, so a little over 10 years.
And I hope I got you guys the right equipment. So I'm not sure if I did the right stuff. I can bring it in and show you what I did, but I'm not sure.
Let me read an explosive allegation to you. I don't know if this is true or not, but this would be, Dieter, this would be pretty crazy if this is true. This comes from, I think, a guy who wants to remain anonymous, who writes, Rover, if you noticed in Dumb's explanation of his Cleveland Browns bowling story, he said that he went bowling with members of the Cleveland Browns. If you noticed in Dumb's explanation, he made it a point to mention that Danny Shelton and his fiance invited him and B1 to go bowling.
Yeah, I heard that.
He really made it a point to say, and his fiance. I find this overemphasis interesting, considering, and then he goes on to say, perhaps he might be a staff of the Browns and a huge fan of the show, who has been with Danny Shelton and B1 multiple times when they were together without Dumb.
What?
Shelton's fiance is fairly new, as the aforementioned B1 romance occurred last spring. I'm sure this won't add fuel to Purple Penis is boxing since he's very aware of this fling, but I just wanted to reiterate that while Dumb was out hawking brake pads, this Samoan was breaking in B1's
All right.
back door.
I was wondering what the connection was, how she knows him. He never really said
so
that.
So this is an explosive allegation, though. I mean,
can
this
you
is,
lay out the allegation?
The just... allegation is that Dumb's girlfriend was having an affair with a member of the Cleveland Browns.
Welcome back, Dumb.
Wow, that's awful. Wow.
Why are you smiling? Are you not mad?
No, I don't believe it for a second. That's why. It's crazy news. Crazy to me. The reason I don't understand the association of me constantly mentioning the fiance. Is he alleging that I'm trying to make a move on the fiance?
No. Like he's alleging that you're saying that Danny Shelton. Look, I'm not a sports fan. I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
Tackle. Big guy.
Okay. Oh.
He's a lineman for the Browns. I mean, he's a number one draft pick. I mean, he's a big time huge player. I mean,
he's known.
Is this him?
Yes.
So,
Dumb kept saying fiance over and over again because he knows of...
Dumb said, so this guy must be engaged. This Danny Shelton guy must be engaged. And Dumb said Danny Shelton and his fiance kept saying and his fiance invited us. Not just Danny Shelton, but Danny Shelton and his fiance.
I took it like this he was
guy,
saying...
This guy says that the fiance is relatively new, you know, maybe a year or whatever, but a year and a half ago... Dumb's girlfriend was getting railed by this guy. That's an explosive allegation. Did they ever hang out, just the two of them, Dumb?
Not that I know of. And in fact, the reason that I kept bringing up the fiance was because that my girlfriend works at a vet office, and the fiance and her met when they would bring the dog in.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of them kind of got to be a little bit friendly.
So that's how she met this person.
Yeah,
so,
and then
so she didn't know this football player.
I mean, I think he came in. Yeah, he did come into the vet office. So they met at the vet office.
Uh-huh. But wait, your girlfriend met Danny Shelton first or the fiance first?
I actually don't know that. I don't know. Uh-huh. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. If I had to guess, probably the fiance. I don't know.
And this person that's making all of these allegations, obviously they're anonymous, but do you think that they are in the inner circle? And how would they?
I don't know. Well, there's more details in the email, but I don't want to out the person and their identity. Oh, I only out people I know. I mean, not random people who email.
In the details, it makes it seem like this guy knows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like this is
okay.
A... Oh,
okay, it's not just from the fiancé thing, we're done. Well, he has more information.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. No, he says that B1, which is Dumb's girlfriend, was with this guy multiple times last spring when
allegedly.
It was just the two of them before this fiancé was in the picture, and...
I thought he was just making up this assumption just from Dumb saying fiancé over
and over. No.
He's got inside info.
Did
you guys ever take a break, Dumb, in the past couple years?
No.
Nothing?
You would know, though, right? I mean, there would be some sort of...
I mean, if nothing weird's been going on. Everything's been good. I mean, I don't...
But the email also alleged that you know of this.
Well, then this is 100% fake, because I don't know of anything at all of this. In fact, that's what's weird is I didn't want to allege that we were closer to Danny Shelton than we were, other than they are clients at my girlfriend's vet office, and my girlfriend and his fiance are a little bit friendly, and just a little bit,
right?
And they're not hanging out every weekend.
Not even close. Right, I don't think they've even spoken via text message or anything. You know what I mean? It was just they really like the care that the animals get at Dr. Pal's small animal hospital practice.
Talk slut. Wow.
No, they do a great Talk job slut. There, and I believe that they really take care of their clients or their customers, whatever they call them. And and the Sheltons are Danny and his fiance are they've teamed up with some sort of pet insurance company, and they are now trying to work with my girlfriend's vet practice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's not like it's just very, as far as I'm concerned, it's all very innocent. I was trying to make it like make sure nobody would think that we're closer to the Sheltons than we are, because we're not. I've met, that's the first time I've met him. He was kind enough to like sign a autograph on a poster for me, because she told him what a big fan I am, because I was a defensive lineman. I love defensive tackles. It's my thing. So this is, if the fact that he says I know makes this 100% fake. Had he said, Tom, this is all going on behind his back, he's totally unaware, I'd be sitting here going...
Well, I'll read it to you. It says, I'm sure this won't add fuel to his boxing since he's very aware of this fling. But I just wanted to reiterate that while Dumb was out hawking brake pads, the Samoan was breaking in B1's back door.
Oh. And we all know... Wow, back door. Well, that's definitely not real. No, I really, honestly, we're really great. And if I did know, she'd be gone. I mean, we don't play that anymore. You know what I mean? We're done with that. I'm all in. She's all in. We're done with the cheating. If she's cheating, like, we've had conversations where, you know, where we've had like little tense moments and stuff, where if we're getting, she's brought up my cheating on her when we've had like a big fight. She kind of holds on to that a little bit sometimes. And I finally, at one point, I said, look, you either have to go, you
got to
go
way, yeah,
and be done. Because I go, I've officially kind of, I'll always regret it and feel bad for it, but I finally have kind of forgiven myself for it. And I don't walk around feeling like the worst person in the world for it. I know it was wrong, and I choose never, I've learned from it and tried to grow from it. And she's like, she would bring it up. And I said, look, you either don't bring that up. I didn't say don't bring that up, but you got to move on, and or either get out, go and be with somebody else if you're not happy. I've told her flat out, because I know she kind of has had to sacrifice a lot to be with me. She doesn't want, not having kids. She's got to raise my kids, my crazy ex-wife, my right, crazy me. I know I'm not easy to be with. So, I mean, I've come flat out and said, look, you could go be, you could pretty much have any guy you want. You're a very attractive girl. You're intelligent. You're capable. You could have almost any guy you want. I don't know why you're with me a lot of times. So if you wanted to leave me because you wanted
for
to be
an NFL
with,
player, for instance.
Well, honestly, yes. Somebody who could take care of her where she wouldn't have to. I've said that. I go, I understand if you want to do that. And she's still around. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
So she never cheated on you then,
no,
as far as you know. Mm-mm.
You
cheated on her. I don't even remember all this stuff. I mean, it's been so many years, but I guess he must have cheated on her or something. I'm sure we discussed this on the show, but
yeah.
I don't remember. Do you remember all this stuff?
Yeah. You don't really
think of this as, I don't know.
I'd really rather not delve into the details.
So many crazy stories on the show.
Two girls.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
And so she holds this over your head, but not anymore.
She doesn't, like, hold it over my head. I think sometimes when she is overwhelmed with life, you know, maybe just taking care of bills. If sometimes it's she misses out on something she may want to do with her friends because she's helping watch the boys while I'm at work.
What would
something
you,
like
what
that.
Would you do if she, if you found out that she did that? She cheated on you?
I would believe we'd probably break up because I don't want to do that anymore. We'd be like start all over again if we had to do that. It'd be like, okay, cool, then now we got to rethink if this is right for us. And I don't want to do all that again. But I mean, we're real deep. The boys are very attached to her. So that's, you know, I hate to put that kind of pressure on her. Obviously, that sucks. But we are. I mean, that's just all there is to it. So that would be really sucky if that were the case. I would be really hurt and really sad.
So you're shooting down. Dennis says, Rover, I overheard this last week sitting at a bar downtown on East 4th. I believe this. Oh.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
What everybody's this is, talking about? These allegations? That's
the thing.
Stupid.
She doesn't go out. She really doesn't do anything. She's not a bar girl. She's not a drinker. She doesn't ever go out.
Is she a
she's
friend?
Good,
she...
Not really. I mean, she every once in a while she goes out with their friends, but I mean, if she did it, she got away with it behind. Because I have no suspicions, nothing, nothing.
Yeah, wouldn't he know after this? Is a big Browns player, big, massive guy. It'd be like a hot dog down the hallway after if Dumb hit it.
After the fact,
after he hit it, I mean, this guy's a big guy. He's
got probably a pretty good point. I mean, and his fiance is really beautiful too.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and they seem very, very happy. So this really sucks. That in my opinion, that this
Laura
is coming
says,
out.
Sent a text message and says it's really funny how Dumb says he's past that cheating thing now that he's done it. But if she were to do it, they would break up.
Yeah, they're done with this.
We're done with this cheating. We had a good run with some cheating,
both of us, but we're done with it now.
There was no cheating. There were some little tense moments where there may have been some conversations with her girlfriend about her ex and maybe wanting to
see. Oh, I remember. I do remember that on the show.
No, even after.
Oh, this was after.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Dumb over, I don't know if he overheard or I think he saw on Facebook something. He text
messages.
All
the messages got linked up through his iPad, I think. And then his girlfriend, I believe, was messaging her ex-boyfriend or something.
Right, that's right.
And Dumb was able just to see it all popping up on his iPad.
In real time?
I think.
Like while she's doing
it? Is that him
or somebody? You're just watching your girlfriend message some other guy.
That's nice.
All right.
It's terrible, right? I mean, it's one thing if you get it after the fact, but in literal real time through iMessage, that's no good.
I tried to even like be their DJ, but they're getting married in another city because he went to school in Washington. So I think that's where they're getting married. So, and I feel bad. I'm talking about the details of these people's lives and I don't even know them.
I feel bad now they're going to hear this.
Yeah, it sucks. I'm trying to make a new friend here.
Yeah, well, that's shot.
New friend. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you'll never hear from them again,
Tom. Yeah, no kidding. They're probably, I mean, this is not cool, honestly, because they're good customers and they're nice, really nice people. And
Here's someone that says they work at the vet. They can confirm this story, but I don't know what story they're confirming. Are they confirming Dumb story?
Yeah, what is that?
Or are they confirming the email story? I don't know.
Do you remember what happened the last time there were allegations about like professional athletes and me and sleeping with people?
Yes, they lost the...
Yes.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yes, I don't need this to happen. See, the Browns are undefeated right now, man.
Let me tell you a story. Let me go back and... they are undefeated. They haven't played a game.
Preseason.
Still counts!
2-0.
Run a roll. One more and that's a streak.
Many years ago, the Indians were playing... This is before they went to the World Series last year. This was... I don't know what year this was, but they were playing and they were in the American League Championship Series. And they only needed to win one more game to go to the World Series. I think they were playing the Red Sox, but I'm not positive. I think it was the Red Sox. And somehow Dumb came in with some story that his wife brought in about the starting pitcher that night. So it was like a Thursday or something. The game was at night. They were up 3-1 or 3-0 or whatever the hell it was. They only need to win one more game to go to the World Series. The whole city is rallying and Dumb comes in and he drops this bombshell about that night's starting pitcher. It's 7:00 in the morning. The game is at 7:00 at night. Okay. 12 hours later, Dumb drops a bombshell about this guy and his cheating on his wife or fiance or something like that, this pitcher. And Dumb, at this point, is a different guy than he is now. At this point, he was... Do you remember how pee-whipped he was when he got married?
No, of course.
Now, this wife, he's since divorced and cheated on and all that. But at the time, he was... holier than thou, and oh, how could anyone... Do you remember this? Oh,
yes.
I wish we could go back and play this. How cheating is so bad, and this guy's a scumbag, and blah, 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 and I can't believe this guy. Well, this starting pitcher is listening at 7:00 in the morning, and he starts texting. He's his Dumb's wife, and is like, what is this? What's, you know, why are you guys putting me on blast? I think might have been the quote. I don't know. Or I think it was even before that phrase. And that phrase is old. But this is how long we're going back. Whatever it was before you were put on blast, whatever came before that.
Why are you sweating me?
I don't know what it was, but this is a long time ago. And so the guy's up at 7:00 in the morning dealing with this. 7 o'clock that night, I think he lasted an inning and a half in the game.
They yanked him out.
Horrible
game.
I think in the first inning he gave up 5 runs or something. It was terrible. It was in his head. He had no sleep. He had this guy single-handedly ruined them going to the World Series. This is a true story. The entire city blamed Dumb.
Oh, I've never seen so many death threats before.
Towards
Dumb.
I had to be escorted out of the building.
And he was like, well, the guy's just a jerk. He should live up to it. He's a jerk. He's a cheater, and he doesn't deserve to go to the World Series. That was Dumb then. Fast forward a few years, Dumb's married. He's got 6 girlfriends. The guy's insane. I've got to take a break
because
John Lovitz is here. But B1, Dumb's girlfriend, is on the line. B1, is there any truth to these allegations that you were cheating on Dumb with an NFL player?
No, not even a little bit. I actually find this quite comical.
Did you ever go out just you and that player?
No.
Never.
Ever, ever, ever.
All right. So this is completely made up. This is
by far the craziest. I mean, I've been accused of crazy stuff, but this is comical. I'm loving this. No, they're both super nice people. They bring all 4 of their dogs to Dr. Powell's Small Animal Practice in Strongsville, Ohio.
Talk slut.
They bring in their dogs. They're really nice people. They brought in like a bunch of T-shirts and cookies and everything the other day and invited us to go bowling and a bunch of people from work, but some people at work are fuddy-duddies, so they didn't want to go. So ended up just being Sean and I, and I had a good time, and no, I'm not sleeping with Danny Shelton.
Okay, all right. So rumor quashed, according to B1 and Dumb.
Sorry,
as well.
Everybody.
All right. Yeah, well, I was when I got that email, it seemed pretty legit. I go, oh, this is insane. This is wild, but all right. B1, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, comedian John Lovitz is here. And later this morning, Dumb will be fired up now. Maybe this is all part of his strategy.
I'm ready to roll now, baby.
Fired him up.
I'm ready to go.
Dumb says
I'm shaking. My adrenaline is going.
First, did you start thinking, like, there could be something to this?
Well, of course, you start hearing these things because these people find dirt. I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
These listeners, fans.
Oh, I have probably at least 10 things that I'm sitting on with various members of the show right now. That
seriously?
I get things. I verify them
that
and then I
didn't
sit on them. How am I going to verify that? I couldn't verify it.
So I'm double angry right now. I'm angry about the allegation, and now I'm angry the potential friendship that my girlfriend was really trying to build with this girl may be ruined. So F that guy, which is, if I had to guess, that's the real intention of that email, was really just to kind of poo-poo on that parade that maybe she's having a little fun meeting somebody.
What if that was Nads that actually sent that? So that you would be F this. I'm not going to get my life out there, dirty laundry.
Yes. Oh, it's...
So you don't want to do it.
What an allegation.
Thought his brain bleed was bad now.
And Dong Bobbler says, Fausto Carmona, Game 6, 2007 American League Championship Series. Indians lost 12-2.
Ah, that's it.
I had a guy in line, actually, because we had a calendar party almost like within the next couple days or something. We were in line, and this guy was like, hey, man, what's going on? And he put his hand out to do the fist grab or whatever.
Yeah.
And he did it, and they grabbed him, and he pulled me in, and he goes, you're lucky I don't kill you right now. My wife is right here. I'll kill you right now for what you did to the Indians. So, sorry, dude.
Still, even to this day, he's like the, what's the guy in Chicago?
Bartman?
Steve Bartman, isn't that his name?
So when the Indians win this year,
I'll
get a ring. Yes!
He's the Sean Fatman of the Indians. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory with John Lovitz. Hang on. Oh, I do have to use the mouse today, huh? I forgot about that. We have technical difficulties. We'll be right back.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Piglet sausage freakout and more Alan Cox Show Corona Cruise tickets at 5:20. The show back live at 3 on MMS.
Yo Station.
Every life has a purpose. Jeffries is to remind others that things could be worse.
Make sure that you have the facts 100%.
A lot worse.
You don't realize it.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, comedian John Lovitz is here, and then Dieter and Dom are going to, I don't want to say boxing match, because again, I don't want to oversell this. I don't want people to tune into RMG TV and go, well, wait a second, I was expecting the Mayweather-McGregor fight here, and instead I'm getting, a sparring match, I think is probably a better description. Would both of you agree, or are you guys, do you have something else in mind?
I'm gonna knock them out, mark my word.
Okay, all right, maybe they do have something else in mind. Okay, well, it's up to you two. You guys are the ones getting into the ring, even though we don't have a ring, we're doing it just in a room. Tom said he could take out Dieter now that he's more physically fit, and we'll see. Dieter, you're not even concerned. There's not one iota of concern or even preoccupation on your face. I've seen you in other things throughout the years on this show where you sort of get in the zone. You're not even thinking about this, it doesn't seem like.
It's like another day at the office coming in. I know Dom's history. He does this running the mouth, and then nothing follows through. He falls flat on his face.
What's your favorite movie, Rocky IV? What happened to the Russian when he underestimated the little guy?
Yeah, but he beat Rocky's ass. He killed somebody. Remember the beginning when he kills Apollo Creed? That's going to be today.
Hey, if I go home with brain damage, but you leave knocked out, that's fine.
Okay, long
I can live with
long
that.
As you're dead, I'm fine. If you die, you die.
So that is coming up after we have John Lovitz. Let's bring John Lovitz in. He's going to be at Hilarity's 4th Street Theater tonight at 8 p.m. Friday, 7:30 p.m. and Saturday, two shows, 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Hey, good morning. What's happening? How are you, John? Here, watch your step there. There he goes. Yeah. John was telling Doogie that he remembers me, and that he said, tell him not to say anything negative. I wasn't negative the last time John was here, was I? No,
I
like John.
So. You're never negative. No.
And by the way, I also don't remember that they're saying that he hasn't been here in 3 years. Is that possibly true? Is that true?
It was 2014, yeah.
Is that really true? You haven't been here in 3 years? It seems like you were just here.
Probably, yeah.
Wow, 3 years. John's going to be over at Hilarity's this weekend. So what's happening? How are you?
Good, really good. Just been traveling, doing stand-up, and I'm doing this new game show, which I never thought I'd be doing, but it's fun. It's called Funny You Should Ask, and it's kind of like Hollywood Squares. There's no tic-tac-toe, but it's just six comedians, and they ask us a question, and then you give a funny answer.
How much of that is first of all, where is that? Where can you see that? And second of
It'll be start September 12th. It'll be syndicated. Oh, okay. On different stations.
Have you already done a bunch of episodes? Are already finished and produced and everything?
Yes. Okay. And you work on the jokes. It's not improvised, but it's fun.
They do a good job of making it seem like it. You know,
you're
professionals at that.
It's fun. You know, it's really good. It's just a funny show. It's just a funny, silly game show. It'll make you laugh. It's just a lot of jokes.
How does it work? What's the premise of the game? Like, how do I win?
Well, if you're a contestant, they'd ask me a fact. Like, is it true that, they go, true or false, Disney opened up an animation studio in Israel, and they're going to produce the first, CGI movie in Israel. And I go, yes, it's called Oi Story. and then I go, yeah, I think that's true. And then you say, all right, do you think I'm right or wrong? I think he's right.
And then
if it is true, you win the money. If it's not, you don't.
Right.
And it just goes back and forth between the two contestants.
Why do you say you never thought you would do a game show? That seems like it would sort of be suited to you.
Well, no, because I started acting in the 80s, and it used to be like back then you couldn't do movies and TV. It was one or the other. So when anyone would get a shot at movies, they wouldn't want to do television because
that was beneath,
because the cast
lower
form. Well, they wouldn't cast you. It's not. I mean, acting is acting. It's not the medium. But there was just a, I don't know, a snobbery about it, or they'd say, well, why would people pay to, you know, buy a ticket to watch you in a movie when they can see you on television for free? So that was the,
by the way,
the thinking back then. And now everything's changed. Everyone's doing everything.
Yeah,
well, people wouldn't do commercials.
Crazy, for instance, because I mean, maybe I don't know whose theory that was back in the, well, why would people pay money to see you in a movie if they could see you on TV? I mean, no, and this is not to belittle or offend an actor, but most of the time people are paying to see the movie, not the people in the movie. There are exceptions to the rule,
yeah.
But wouldn't you agree with
well,
that?
Well, to a degree, but, well, the movie business started where it was just, there were no movie stars, you know, and they would just do a movie, and then people started, they would write letters to the studio saying, oh, I like that girl in the movie, and then the studio started, they had to figure out, they go, oh, well, we're going to put her in another movie. And then they figured out, hey, if we publicize the people in the movie, people will come watch. And so back then, you know, till 1948, there was no television. So a movie star back then was like huge. For like, what's a big rating on a TV show now?
Well, nowadays, you know, one share is a big rating.
Yeah,
on
one, and
it's
then
so fragmented.
Right,
on all
and
the
then
media.
And then it like they go, oh, 45 million people watched MASH or ER, whatever.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Back then, the movies, the population of the country was 150 million. 90 million people a week went to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So they were twice as big as the biggest television star ever. I mean, they were huge, and that'd be like, you know, if I don't know how many people that'd be like. Anyway, it was just, it would be like 200 million people a week now going to the movies every
yeah.
week. If they did, you know, they.
It's hard to get people to leave their house these days. I saw something that Apple.
Well, everything's just changing, so you know.
Apple has a thing where rumored where they're working on a deal with the studios that you can pay. They'll release it on Apple TV 2 weeks after it's in theaters, but you have to pay between $30 and $50 to get the movie for, I guess, rent it for 24 hours. So that's 2 weeks after, you know, so you're getting it a lot sooner. Dieter says you would do it. You would pay that. Dieter.
Absolutely. $30.
But people don't go to, a lot of people don't go to the movie. I mean, you live in Los Angeles. It's different. I lived in Los Angeles too. And it's,
yeah.
It's really the industry of that town, and
right.
people are invested in it. People work in, even people who are not stars, your brother or your cousin or someone is a set designer that worked
right.
on Spider-Man, or, you know, people are just into it.
It used to be a lot more, but the problem was like Canada said, oh, come make a movie here in Vancouver, or Toronto, and we'll give you a tax credit. So it was, you know, it's business, so they go, well, they'll give me, I'll save, you know, 10 million, 20 million bucks if I make the movie there,
mm-hmm.
whatever. So and then California wouldn't do it, and so then, like, Florida did it, and Atlanta, and Massachusetts, and New Orleans, and they all started giving tax credits, and California wouldn't do it. And now it's just too late. There's 46 states have those tax credits. So the production in California has gone way down. I was on this TV show, The New Girl, and I was talking to some of the crew about it. And one of the guys in the crew, he lived in Phoenix, Arizona. He was, it's cheaper for me to fly in.
No kidding.
And do the show than live here. Yeah. So on the Fox lot, I did this movie there. It was a... My Stepmother's an Alien. It was like 1988. It was with Dan Aykroyd and Kim Basinger. And I was very excited, you know, because you go on the lot and there's this set from some movie, Hello, Dolly, and you see all the sets and the New York streets and everything. And the New York streets there now, but now that whole set's gone. It's just buildings. There's hardly any movies being filmed on the lot. It's all
really?
TV.
Really?
Yeah, hardly anybody makes a movie in Los Angeles anymore. It's very rare.
Because it's just cheaper to do it elsewhere now.
Right, because you just get these massive tax credits, so you're saving millions of
dollars. So what you're saying, John, is that at the time when you started acting, if you were to ever do a game show, that was like the bottom rung. That was like...
Yeah, they're not even... Yeah, I didn't think that when I was growing up watching them. I'd watch Hollywood Squares, and I'd see Paul Lynn, all the, and I thought he's hilarious, you know. And I... But in the industry, that was the thinking, you know. You wouldn't do commercials, you wouldn't do television. That even 30 years ago, like when I was on Saturday Night Live, I remember thinking this is the only TV show you can do, and they'll give you a shot at movies.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you were giant, most of them just wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. You know, there's exceptions; people crossed over. But like, say Clint Eastwood, right? Arguably one of the biggest movie stars ever, and he was on. Westerns, and he did this TV show, I think it was Rawhide, and he got known, but he couldn't get into movies, so he went to Europe to make movies and got big in those Western spaghettis and then came back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just very rare. People would start their career in TV, a lot of them, but they were unknown. But it just wasn't, it was just a big separation. You can't do both. Now it's, yeah, everything's changed. Now you see Al Pacino and Robert De Niro in commercials.
Right.
That was unheard of.
Right.
Or George Clooney, who's, you know, become huge, and he's even doing commercials, and you'd never see that.
Why do you think that changed? Is it because those stars said, hey, I might as well take the money for a vodka commercial?
Well, they used to do commercials, all the movie stars, the bigger ones, but not in America. They would do them in Japan.
Yeah.
Because they go, well, nobody... And they would do it because it was a lot of money, and they go, nobody will see it.
Then the internet came, and everyone would see them anyways.
Yeah, but nobody would see it, right? And then, I don't know, I'm not sure, I don't know what happened, except it just, TV, the writing got so good, and like the Sopranos, I think that changed a lot of things. People would watch that, and they go, this is better than most of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So
how did the writing get so much better on TV? Because there are so many, it's so many channels, so many outlets on TV now, John, that you would think that everything on TV would be worse because you have more time, more channels.
Well, got more freedom to create. So the writers would say, "I'd rather write a television show."
So when you're making a movie, there's so much money on the line that they can't take risks. Like you could take on TV.
I guess so. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're spending $100 million
on a big
movie.
Well, the other thing is less people, like movies, they're just not making as much money. Like you said, you see it, and then the day later, a week later, 3 months later, it's on the internet. You can buy the DVD or Netflix. You know, everything's changed. Like Adam Sandler, you know, couldn't be more successful. And then Netflix came to him and said, hey, every year we put our movies on, and yours like the highest rated. So why don't you just make movies directly for us? So,
and he's doing
it. And you can do whatever you want. Yeah, and he made four movies, and they go, all right, let's make another four.
And
he can make whatever he wants. He has total creative expression. Because he could do a movie, it's in the theater, whatever. After 8 weeks, there's the next movie, the next.
Right.
And then after 3 months, usually they're gone, any movie. And then they're on Netflix.
Right.
So it's like...
Cut out the middle.
Yeah, and then he has complete...
Have you seen
complete
any
artistic
the
expression.
With I have not seen any of these Adam Sandler Netflix movies that
not
he's,
as new ones,
that he's
no.
made. But I've seen articles that people are... You know, tons of people watch these, but it's sort of a weird thing.
Well, it's kind of like with the iPod in the music industry. It got all the record stores disappeared.
Yeah,
because you go, why? I can just have it on my phone. And bookstores are disappearing. It's kind of I don't like that. It was fun to go in a record store and look at all the covers and pick what you liked and they had all the different sections and you'd go to all of them and go. You might buy stuff you never
that you
buy.
Would never see, that you wouldn't normally go in there for. You, how long were you on Saturday Night Live for?
5 years.
Do you still watch the show?
Well, online I'll see stuff because usually I'm doing stand up at night.
Yeah,
but yeah, I watch stuff and Yeah, I think it's funny.
They really, that election, what a resurgence it gave. How many?
Yeah, every time there's an election, they do stuff on it. Like when I was on the show, it was George Bush Sr. and Michael Dukakis were the nominees, and I was picked to play Dukakis during the Democratic debates, only because, I mean, no one knew who he was, but they'd say, well, who's running for president of the Democrats? And they look at who's running and they go, okay, John could look like this guy.
Yeah, we could make this guy with some makeup or a wig or whatever.
Yeah, look like Dukakis. Okay, yeah. So then they go, okay, you're going to play Michael Dukakis. And it's not, thinking back on it, it's so weird because, so I have Al Franken, who's now a senator, which is why I'm saying it's so weird, and Al saying, all right, so Michael Dukakis, he does this, he does it, you know. And I'd watch tapes of the guy and have to learn how to imitate him.
You put that big helmet on. That big. Remember, he wore that big helmet on top of a tank, and everyone made fun of him.
Yeah,
He looked like.
Well, it looked funny. he was a nice man, though. You know, I was in New York, and I got invited to a fundraiser at this Roseland Ballroom in New York. So they go, you want to go? And I said, yeah, because to me, it's like when a guy's running for president, and you go, you want to go hear the guy make a speech. I'm like, yes, it's history. I'm not necessarily for or against the guy, but it's part of history. It will, and it will be, you know.
Yeah.
To me, it's fascinating. So I went, and it's about, I don't know, 1,000 people and all these actors on stage, and he's saying hi to all of us. Well, on TV, he lost because he just was so dull and boring and no personality. And at this fundraiser, he was the complete opposite. He had a huge personality. He was very charming. He was really funny, very outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this thinking, why don't you act like this on television?
Right,
why
are
you acting like such a stiff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Complete opposite.
Well, Donald Trump, you were on, weren't you on Celebrity Apprentice with
Arnold?
No, not with Donald.
Oh,
he wasn't on the show.
Oh, you did it with,
he'd left already.
With Arnold is who.
Right, okay. And he wasn't even an executive producer, he was completely gone.
Yeah.
And then after, a few months before it aired, they put his credit back. So what really happened, I don't know, I'm not behind the scenes of any of that, but, yeah, my act's a lot about that, how everything's changed. I mean, Al Franken, he hired me for Saturday Night Live. Now he's a senator. And Donald Trump was, you know, he's a real estate developer in New York. And I remember his book, Art of the Deal, and it was a big book. And he was a big real estate developer in New York. Now he's president. It's just like, it's mind-blowing.
How well do you know Al Franken?
Well, very well. I worked with him for 5 years. I just saw him... this week, actually, or was it last week or this week? I can't keep track. I just saw him, and my stand-up agents, they had they hired some political person to bring people in to talk, just
for
media and stuff. So anyway, they said he's coming. Do you want to come here? And I said, yeah, I'm friends with him. So yeah, it was great to see him.
He's going to run for president, isn't he?
Ask him. I have no idea.
If you had to
guess.
I
didn't ask him.
If you were a betting man, you think he's going to do it? I think he's going to do it.
I have no idea. I can tell you this, though. He's just seeing him there and stuff. He's really in there to help the people of Minnesota. And, you know, it's a really hard job, and it's not... You know, it's, I don't know, it's got to be, I don't know, 20 hours a day, every day year round. I mean, it's people that do that, they're not doing it for the money. You know, they really want to get in there and help and make a change. But then you get in there, and then everything's, you know, different. I asked him a question. Everyone around the room asking him questions. I said, well, in the news, I said, you always hear that the Republicans and Democrats are so separate. I go, and they're not working together. Is that true or not true? Do you guys? He said, yeah, I'm working with Lindsey Graham on this. I'm working with this guy and this. He goes, it's not true. We reach across the aisle. We're working together on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from the news, you know, Donald Trump, he's saying it's the fake news media. It's not that it's fake, but they'll get us. I don't know why nobody in Hollywood says this, because you read stuff about yourself or other people all the time, and it's just not true. and they'll get the beginning of a story and they'll just run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, right, they're always issuing corrections. And it's on the back page.
But no one ever sees those.
No one ever sees it. And it's not that it's fake. It's just that they don't always... They just run with the story a lot of times.
Have you ever had...
Or they'll edit it or they'll make it the way what they want to say. So you watch Fox and CNN, of course they're
same
both
story,
biased.
But different conclusions from those stories.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, right.
Have you ever had something where you were in the news or stories about you would come out and they're just completely false?
Well, the one thing I did, it was on purpose that I was engaged to this Jessica Lowndes. And she did a music video. I met her on Hawaii 5-0, beautiful girls. So she says, she's a great singer and composer. So she said, I did a music video. I wrote one, and would you be in it? I'm redoing a remix of a song I already did, and mm-hmm. I have an idea for a video, and it's, you know, me, and it's supposed to be an older man. She's 28.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 60 now. So anyway, I said, okay. So it was like acting, you know, like a mini movie. So we did it. And then she said, you know, I want to make it go viral, so I hired this company, and they had an idea that I'll. She goes, people are obsessed with my private life, so I'll put out, you know, stuff on Instagram or saying, "Oh, I'm dating an older man." Just drop all these hints, and at the end, I'll reveal that it's me. And then we did it. Once they said it was me, it was picked up. It went all over the world.
Uh-huh.
And I went and articles in Greek and French and this and we were both shocked. We were like, holy smoke, can you believe it went all over the world? This is crazy. And then everyone was like, well, if I could get a girl like that, I could get a girl. So then when she says April Fool's, it's a hoax, people were so pissed. It's the funny thing. Oh, because they thought, well, if John Lovitz can get a girl like that, then imagine who I could get. Oh, he couldn't get a girl like that. Oh, I fell for it. And they were they're very angry.
Who is this girl? What was her name? Funny. Jessica? What?
Jessica Lowndes.
Oh, she's hot. I remember when this came out, I saw this. And I go, oh, John got engaged.
Yeah.
I think they were sitting on a bed and they're holding each other. And
yeah, that's from the video.
Yeah, hot brunette.
Lowndes, that's her name. I'm looking. Oh, wow. Holy God, she is hot. Who is this chick? I've never even heard of this girl. This is, here's a picture of her on RMG TV.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. What is she? She's an actress and a singer?
Yeah, great. Yeah. She's really talented.
My God.
She plays the piano. I don't know why.
She's,
I don't know why
hot.
Her songs are really good.
She's really good looking.
Very
my God.
Hey, I'm on TV.
Yeah, she's, and I'm sure she's
jealous?
Very, very talented. I
mean, no, she is.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm she probably is, but it's hard to get past when you see a chick that hot. You just see.
You
want to
see a song she did? I think it's really good.
What's it called?
It's on you. It's the title of the song is "I Wish I Was Gay." That's the title of the song. I'm not saying that. That's the title of her
Say
song.
Say that again so we can take that as a soundbite and just
yeah,
play
I know.
It over and over
yeah.
again. here, I think this is it here. Let's see.
Hey, baby. It's me. I've been staring at this picture of you all day. And I want to do something special for us tonight. Stop by that club you like.
You can see the video and... So she wrote the music and playing the piano and it and singing and the whole thing.
I'm waiting for the music to kick in here. Let's let's get to this here. Here we go.
If you see this and go, why isn't this girl a superstar? I bet you think that.
Let's see. I wish I was him. Then I'd understand what it takes to make a man. 'Cause it hurts and I don't deserve to feel this. So people believe you were engaged to this girl.
They bought it.
They bought it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Here's the
I wish I was gay. I wish I could see.
What's her story? She have a boyfriend, or is she engaged, or anything? Or
I don't know. I haven't seen her since the video. No. That's an LA woman for you.
Yeah, great body. Are you in this video, or was it a different video?
I'm in a different video.
John Lovitz is here. He's going to be over at Hilarity's tonight, 4th Street Theater. Hilarity's 4th Street Theater tonight at 8 p.m., tomorrow 7:30 p.m., and then Saturday 7 and 9:30 p.m. So you're working on this game show.
Yeah, that and it's a lot of fun. Month. I mean, there's a lot of Louis Anderson and I are on it regularly. They got, well, they have all, it's just all revolving comedians mostly. They have, see, George Wallace is on it. Bill Engvall just did it. Tiffany Haddish, who's in the, what's the movie, Girls Night?
I know who you're talking about. She's been on the show.
With Jada.
Louis Anderson was just here, wasn't he, Dita?
Yeah, she's going to be doing it. Gosh, there's so many,
How Louis Anderson was here, and he made a few comments that seemed to me like his maybe his health isn't the best, or maybe he's just depressed or something. I don't know what's going on.
Louis's a very nice guy. He couldn't be nicer. He's so funny.
Yeah,
they had a. This is the kind of jokes I like in the show. When they said, John Kelly was on Entertainment Tonight's The Host. He's a really nice guy. So he goes, Louis, question for you. It's true, if you run a marathon, you can lose, you know. I'm making up the question, but basically goes, it's true, if you run 10 miles a day, you know, for 3 months, you'll lose, you know, 50 pounds. Something like that. And Louis goes, why are you asking me?
Well, what's the name of that show?
Funny You Should Ask.
Funny You Should Ask, and that starts in syndication next month. You're on the road, you're doing stand-up.
On the road doing stand-up, which is, it's been really fun.
You still enjoy doing it?
Yes, I just keep having more and more fun. See, that it took me 20 years to get the guts to do it because I would get up on stage and try it, and my heart would just be pounding in my chest. And I really started doing it in earnest about 14 years ago. And Dana Carvey's one of my best friends. That's nothing with Dana. We're doing a stand-up show at the SLS in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Which is once, we have like 4 shows left once a month. Anyway, I said, how do you get over that fear? Dana's a great stand-up. How do you get over that fear of getting up on stage? And he said, just keep getting up. But it's just, anyone who does stand-up, it's just nerve-wracking. You know, when you're getting laughs, it's fantastic. But when you tell a joke and no one... and laughs, and then you tell another one and nobody laughs. You just want to run, and you start sweating, and you're humiliated, and you're just like, oh, this is a nightmare.
Did you not start as a stand-up then? Did you start more doing acting?
Well, I used to do.
You did improv comedy, I know that.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw Take the Money and Run, which is Woody Allen's first movie, when I was 13. Then I saw the movie Lenny with Dustin Hoffman when I was 16 about Lenny Bruce, and I'd never heard of Lenny Bruce. So I said, I want to hear the real guy. So I went to the record store, right? That's the advantage of going to a record store. So they had a small bin of all the comedy records, and I saw that Woody Allen had been a stand-up. That's why I miss record stores. You get to see all the different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go online, but you don't – you got to search for it online, you know? It's not just sitting there. So I found it, and I went, oh, Woody Allen was a stand-up. I didn't know that. So I got the records, and then I would listen to them, and I'd memorize them and do the routines in my dorm. And then right after college, I wanted to be a stand-up, and the guy teaching a workshop said they weren't hiring stand-ups for sitcoms. And well, of course they were. Robin Williams had just gotten Mork and Mindy,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't hiring him. I ran into the guy. He goes, no, that's not what I meant. I said, well, I thought maybe you said it because you thought, you know, be a stand-up, it's like, you know, an art form, and you have to really want to be a stand-up. Don't just do it to get onto something else. He goes, no, that's not what I meant. They weren't hiring stand-ups for sitcoms. I was like, are you crazy? Of course they were. On and on. Anyway, but I didn't end up doing it. So I thought I'll skip that step, and I ended up going to the Groundlings Theater. It was 4 years of a drama major at UC Irvine, but I went to the Groundlings when I was 25 after taking classes for the camera, and I couldn't get anywhere, so I got into improv and stuff, but I got on Saturday Night Live, and Dennis Miller said, you should be a stand-up, and he'd bring me to the clubs. And that's the thing. I'd get up there. They go, John Lovitz, yay. I didn't know what I was doing. So after 5 minutes, it was like, John Lovitz. And it was like, you know, the sound of one hand clapping. It was just, and then I'd meet Robin Williams. I'd met him before, but on the show, he goes, yeah. I said, you think I could be a stand-up? Yes. Or Eddie Murphy befriended me. I said, you think I could be a stand-up? He's like, yes. Dana Carvey goes, you are a stand-up. You just don't know it. And I didn't realize what it would take. I would see Dana on stage, and it's like a different person and just amazing for an hour. Mm. And I was just like, how do you do that? And it's hard. I mean, you have to learn how to do it. But the point is now it's 14 years later, so.
It's coming more.
I get more and more fun. Well, yeah. I mean, you still work at it, but it's just. What I do, which is how you could do with anything, is I'll do a show, and then afterwards, I don't write everything down, or I just think, okay, what did I learn from that show? And it could be like, not just a joke, but like, what was my attitude? What was my feeling, you know, when the show went well? And it would be things like, I didn't care as much. It's usually I'm more relaxed. Just take your time. Don't rush. And then what happens is then you can think, and then your timing's just spot on, mm-hmm. you know? And the one thing I learned about the stand-up is the more I'm me and I let my personality come through, the more they laugh. It's the strangest thing. So a lot of times I'm not trying to be funny and they're like dying laughing. It's very weird.
Well,
when you're honest, they just laugh their heads off.
Yeah.
You know, and I realize I got to talk about things that I really care about and what really means something to me. And then
it comes naturally.
And then you start, because that's just how I think anyway.
Well, if you're a baseball player and you go up and you try to hit a home run, you're not going to hit a home run. When you go up and you're relaxed and no pressure on you.
Well, then you can swing. Yeah, swing faster and everything's in sync. You're not tense. You're just letting it, because you've letting it happen. But that's after, you know, it's not like they just let it happen. They go, yeah, I've been playing for, you know, 20 years and taking batting practice every day till I can just do without thinking, and all I do is look at that ball, you know. There's more to that. Batting is interesting. It's like, I know Cal Ripken, and I was asking him about batting. And he goes, you know, you have a half second to decide what kind of a pitch it is. He goes, you really don't have time, so you have to, you look for patterns that the pitcher's throwing. And then he goes, basically, you're trying to guess what the next pitch is, and hopefully you guess right.
But if you guess wrong, you're going to whiff on it.
Yeah, I met Keith. Yeah, that's why you see guys just taking a huge swing. They go, he's going to throw it here. Boom. Keith Hernandez, though, he's on the Mets. And that's Saturday Night Live when I think about it. I had the stuff that happened to me or the people I met was crazy. Like the Mets won the World Series in 86. This is really weird. They win the World Series in 86. And I go down to the street, Columbus Avenue. The streets are filled. People are going nuts. I go to this restaurant I would always go to hang out. And 2 hours later, all the Mets that were playing the World Series, the main guys show up at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend says, why don't you go say hi to them? I go, are you crazy? I don't want to bug them. They just won the World Series. So he goes, well, I'll go. So he comes back and goes, they want you to join them. I'm like, what? They do? John, come on. So I'm with them, and I ended up celebrating the World Series with the Mets that night, and ended up at Keith Hernandez's apartment celebrating, and in his closet there's all these Gold Glove awards, and I mean it was crazy. And then I got to know him, and I asked him about hitting. He said, "John, when I'm hitting well, it's like the ball looks like it's fat and slow, and
like a basketball.
I can see the seams, the way they're spinning, so I know what pitch it is. It's interesting." He goes, "When I'm hitting well, the ball just looks like a big fat." Huge ball. But anyway, I remember that night. It was just amazing. Now, this year, you know, a few weeks ago, I'm taping that game show, Funny You Should Ask. And this guy's on the show. And he said, yeah, I was conceived the night the Mets won the World Series.
Ah.
And now he's like 30. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's you were partying that night with Keith
Hernandez.
Yeah,
and I said to him, I go, you're not going to believe this. But to look at a guy, he's a 30-year-old man. I go, my God, time has gone by. so weird.
Well, time has gone by. John's got a, I think, run out of here. He's going to be at Hilarity's 4th Street Theater tonight at 8 p.m., Friday at 7:30, and then Saturday at 7 and 9:30. My guys, Dumb and Dieter, are going to do a little boxing here in anticipation of the Mayweather.
Are they really going to box or... Yeah, hard. Yeah. They're going to try to knock each other.
I'm trying to wrap his wrists right now.
Yeah, they're
really
going to go.
Do you think someone's going to get hurt? They're going to hurt each other?
I don't know.
Somebody will get knocked out, John.
Are they friends?
Not particularly. No.
They both work here in the station.
Dumb is our old phones. Our phone screener is currently out, so Dumb has been filling in. He doesn't even work here at the radio station. He's filling in for 2 weeks. He used to work on the show for 10 years and. He hasn't worked here in a few years, and
he's
so
taping his hands.
He's getting...
hired gun, John.
Well, he looks like he's.
You ever
serious.
Been in a fist fight, John?
When I was a kid, you know.
Yeah. Over something dumb.
Yeah, you know it's funny you bring that up. Yeah, it was over nothing. It's so weird because I was in fourth grade. You know, you're playing handball, and a friend of mine. He came up and he just like pushed me, and I just looked at him like, so I just pushed him back like he barely pushed me, so I barely pushed him back and he fell down. He like stumbled and fell back, and I was like, well, that was a little weird. I barely pushed him, you know, and not enough to make him fall down. I don't know what happened. They went like barely, so I did it back and he fell down. So he grabs me and he must have thought I did something. He slams me against the. Backboard, and he starts swinging. So then, like, I was like, "What the hell?" So I grabbed him. He was littler than me, so I didn't really hear. And I started swinging. Mm. He did again. I did again. Boom, boom, boom. And all of a sudden, he starts screaming. And I guess I didn't mean to. I guess I hit him in the ear. Oh, I hit him in the ear. Uh-huh. But it must have gone like pop or
There's
something.
There's some deaf kid now walking around because of John Lovitz.
So that was like, and I haven't seen that guy since I'm 9.
Yeah.
Because we moved. And then a few weeks ago, I see some guy in the street. So now I'm 60, and he's 60. And I'm looking, I go, I know you. And he tells me his name. And I said his nickname to him. It was him. He goes, you know me? I go, we were friends in fourth grade. He goes, you're kidding. I just knew you from TV. I go, no, we were friends. Yeah, and I said to the school, he goes, yes, I know. I go, it's you. I couldn't believe I recognized. I just remember going, wait, I know you.
Did you
Is
have
that weird? I knew this guy at 9. Now I see him at 60, and I knew him.
Did you have a different name growing up? Is John Lovitz your real name, or were you like?
Well, I had my real name growing up. It was Sir Lord John Lovitz. But for the acting, I dropped the Sir Lord.
Uh huh.
Well, yeah. Johnny, you know Johnny Lovitz. Yeah, but I the same name. That's my. Who would make their stage name Lovitz?
John Lovitz. John's going to be over at Hilarity's this weekend. John, I appreciate you coming in and
thank you for having me back on your show.
Have fun over there. Have some good shows. And
are you going to show up?
Maybe. I don't leave the house. I'm sort of a recluse. I don't go out a lot. I don't.
Why?
This is all the. I don't know. I'm a shy guy. I'm much more at ease here on the air than I am.
Well, you're not going to be on stage.
I know.
You'll be in the audience.
I know,
anonymous.
But then people come up to me and I.
No, they don't.
Oh, they do all the time. And
well, how do they recognize you? Because you filmed the show?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not being mean. I don't know. Because right. You're on the radio. Sure, I'm saying, sure. How do they know your face when you're on the radio?
You know, I guess just from RMG TV, which we've been doing for years. But even before we've been
Oh, you're
RMG
on TV too?
Well,
oh.
For 6 years we've been doing.
You mean this?
Yeah, yeah. And even before that, though, we would get I'm always surprised. In fact, it's I see how someone like George Clooney or something. I'm not comparing myself to George Clooney. I'm saying,
aren't you?
I mean, I'm much better looking than he is. But if you have that worldwide and you can't go anywhere without being recognized, I have a very specific area. It's just here and other little pockets where the show is heard throughout the country. Where you go out and
well, imagine
people stop you.
I knew George before he was famous, right? He's just, and he's a very nice guy. And I'd met him through a mutual friend a couple times. No one knew who he was. I mean, he was completely unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw him, and then and like 4 months later, he had ER, and I went, George, what the hell? This is crazy, you know? He goes, I know. Can you believe it? I go, oh my God. And then when he got Batman, I go, well, you're Mr. Parlay. I've never seen anything like this, you know. But imagine, anyway, he, you know, he loves it, and all your dreams come true. And he's never said this to me. I'm saying it. So imagine he goes, all right, I can live my dreams. I'll buy a house in Italy on Lake Cuomo and where no one knows me. And so he does it. And everyone knows the house of this, and they film him.
Right.
Paparazzi, it's like that part of that. Like, you can't have any privacy. No, they just had a thing where some guy's, he's in his house, and some property, they climb the tree and with a telephoto lens right outside his house and took pictures of him and his wife with their kids inside their house.
Yeah. It's crazy. Well,
you're like,
I don't have
nowhere?
To worry about that. go see John at Hilarity's 4th Street Theater tonight, 8 p.m. Tomorrow, 7:30. Saturday, 7 and 9:30. For tickets, go to hilarities.com. Have fun, John. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for
and,
having me.
And Dumb and Dieter are going to rumble right after this. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Piglet Sausage Freakout and more Alan Cox Show Corona Cruise tickets at 5:20. The show back live at 3 on MMS.
7, 6, 5.
All right, it's time for more Rover's Morning Glory on Cleveland's Rock Station, 100.7 WMMS.
All hail Dieter.
The world's dumbest human being.
So I also got a plaque or something to show that I won this. It's like a word around.
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Dumb and Dieter were tasked to fight today. Well, you weren't tasked. This was really... Whose idea was this? Was this...
Who do you think?
Dumb's?
Dumb's idea.
Dumb, our old phone screener, is filling in on the show for a couple of weeks while Nads is out. And if you're a new fan of the show, you don't may not realize the history that these guys have, but it's a long history. I think Dumb was always jealous of you, Dieter, in a way.
You could say that.
Dumb was the phone screener. You were here in the big room. Dumb started as an intern on the show. You would get all the hot chicks throughout the years of the show. Girls would always call in. They would throw themselves at Dieter over the years. And Dumb would see that. I think he was jealous to some extent. And he had something to prove, but every time he would try, he would fail. Can you name, I mean, what's some of the things he's failed at?
Well, think about the league challenges, Rover.
League of Extraordinary Morons.
Twice, yeah. I won back-to-back. So I won a car over him, and then I won the money over him.
Yeah.
Both times, I think he was in the finals, at least the first time. So he had a chance to win a car, and I took that right from under him, and he needed a car bad. And I'm like, well... I could just use two cars and get Dumb.
John right now cannot believe John Lovitz is just asking Dumb, like, are you sure you're going to do this? Have you seen your opponent in there? Like, he's just asking.
Dumb's confident,
though. Do you see how big he is? That guy fought Butterbean. John Lovitz is giving the rundown of Dieter's history to Dumb.
He was trying to talk me out of it. He's like,
really?
He's like, you can't fight that guy. You're going to break his jaw.
Oh.
Are you serious? You took on Butterbean. I'm like, John, he challenged me yesterday.
So there's a lot of history between the two of you. Now, can you explain, Dumb, I mean, Dieter, why do you think Dumb has come in and thrown down this challenge to you?
Bottom line, he's trying to get his job back. If anybody can't see that, Nads is out. He's trying to step up these 2 weeks. He's talking a lot, telling a lot of stories. He's hoping that he can work his way back into the show. I mean, it's obvious.
Dumb, is there any truth to that? Is that what is going on here?
No, I'm just, like I said yesterday, I'm here to help out, and if getting a chance to topple something that I've been personally dealing with for a while and my constant beatdowns that I've taken from him over the years, this is a thing where I get to help out the show, and I get to conquer something that's been bothering me. So this isn't a matter of... of getting on the show or anything like that. This is a personal battle within me.
It's a vendetta. Really.
This is a personal battle within me, Rover. I mean, you don't get it.
Let it go. Move on. Become a family man. I mean, you're almost 45 years old. Jeez. You gotta let things go. You're gonna be 80 in a nursing home going, man, that Dieter guy.
Not the winner.
He really whipped my ass. Oh, Sean.
I want the winner. You're going down.
So Dieter, you think he has something to prove?
I think a lot of people do that. They come on the show, and the first thing they do, they think the way to win the audience over is to take me on. I mean, time after time.
Well, someone else did that. Who was it?
Nads did it before that. Charlie did it. Before that, interns did it. Before that, Rob
Remember
did
Nads
it.
Remember Nads came on the show, and he said, oh, man, I've been waiting. I've been listening to this show for years. And I'm so glad that I'm here, and because I'm going to take you down, Dieter.
How do people get this? I think they listen. They're like, oh, I got to take that guy down. I'll get in the radio that way by taking on this guy.
And what happened when Nads? One time he said he would beat you in a foot race. Do you remember that?
Well, how embarrassing was that?
And he was smoked.
That was embarrassing. That was the first time I ever met Nads on the show. He's like, hey, I'm Nads. I'm trying out for the phone screener. I'm like, oh, great. He's like, I could beat you in a foot race. That was the first thing.
out of his mouth.
We went to a football game. We're sitting in the stands, and we're watching the fast players, and he's like, those guys are fast, but I'm just as fast. I can beat you in a foot race. And I go, well, we could race sometime for money, and we dropped it, and then it came up again on the show. I go, let's just go in the parking lot and do it. I mean, I smoked him. That was embarrassing. And the
it
next
really
thing
was. It was the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. And Dieter's not like a fast guy, really. Right. I mean, you're strong and everything, but your legs are kind of stiff. I was expecting Nads to beat you easily. So it was pathetic. Pathetic.
And at the end of that whole week, or those challenges, he ended up in the hospital. Don't forget. I probably can't talk about it. What put him into the hospital? What do you think?
I don't remember.
Okay. You don't remember him being in the hospital for days and days, and they said, don't ever talk about it? Well, I'm talking about it. He was such a pussy, he ended up in the hospital. I mean, what was that, a week long?
It was a different thing, and we beat you in that.
It was
a totally different thing, okay, and we won.
But he's still ended up in the hospital. It was still a challenge versus me, right? It was me and Jeffrey took on you guys, ended up in the hospital.
What color gloves do you want, Dieter? Do you want red or black?
Are they the same?
Yeah, same. I didn't know what to get. I got the exact same brand, 14 ounces. Is that bad or good? We didn't know what the meaning
Well, the heavier the glove is, the harder it is to really... So 14 ounces is
They had
heavier.
12, they had 16. So I went in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, going in the middle is fine. Yep, that's
Here's
fine.
Your headgear. You want red?
Dude, she's so dumb. She brings in a cup of just water, lukewarm
water.
And she goes, here, use your mouthpiece. You have to boil it to get it to fit your mouth. She just brings in lukewarm water and goes, dunk it in there and put it in your mouth and it will mold.
I have like a half mold. That's not how that works. Yeah, like I have a half mold to mine.
You have to boil
real,
water
yeah.
in a pot.
Shut up.
Brian in Columbus, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Rover, CLR.
Arbe, what's happening?
You need to put a wager on this, and nobody said what the winner gets, and I just want to suggest for maybe some payback for dumb, 10 seconds with a baseball bat to the other's vehicle.
I think that's a great idea.
Maybe Dieter's Harley.
Well, you got the hog out there?
No, not today. Oh. There's a hog in the phone screening room, though.
All right, so we do have headgear, gloves, mouthpiece. These guys are going to go at it here in just a few minutes. Do you have a strategy, Dom?
Of course. Of course I have a strategy.
Are you going to tell it to us?
No, I told you. I'm taking the Donald Trump approach to this. I'm not giving my strategy away. I'm not Barack Obama. And I just tell everybody what I'm going to do and telegraph my punches. I don't do that. I do it punch. Maybe I jab. Maybe I hook. Maybe I dance. Maybe I bull rush. Keep you on your toes.
So you're going to be tired of winning after today.
There's going to be so much winning happening. This is huge today.
Oh, my God.
Dieter, do you have a strategy?
I think we know. For someone to get knocked out. I mean, I want to end this. People talking trash, the best way is to put them in the hospital, then they don't talk anymore.
All right. Well, let me take a break. We'll move down to where this match is going to take place. It's in another studio here with a little more open space. It is Dumb versus Dieter. Now, I did try to set some, I guess I didn't really officially set ground rules, But I said, look, I don't know if I can have these guys. We don't have a ring. This is not like a huge boxing event like we've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think I can have these guys going full go. Do we limit it to jabs? Do we do this? Do we do that? I mean, I did try to set some ground rules or at least throw it out there. I guess nothing is set in stone, but I tried to at least throw it out there saying, how do we not kill someone in this? And I don't know what the answer to that is, but I guess during the break we can try to discuss any ground rules, if there are ground rules. And when we come back, I'll give those to you. You can fire up RMGTV. I believe, Snitz, you have a camera down in that other performance studio. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. So we will be right back after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Dieter versus Dumb right after this. Hang on. This damn mouse is going to kill me all day. Here we go.
Morning Glory.
Tribe and Red Sox finish their series tonight. We start your coverage at 6:37 on your FM home for Indians baseball, 100.7 WMMS
station.
Rover's Morning Glory presents
The Jock versus The Joke.
I cannot. There we go. We are live from the RMG Performance Studio here, and it is the Jock versus the Joke. This is Dumb versus Dieter. They have decided they're going to have a boxing match. It's more of a sparring session. I don't want to oversell this as a complete boxing match because it's in a room, and there is no ring. You can see here, if you're watching RMG TV, the ring is made of stanchions, which I didn't know what a stanchion was until like 5 years ago. It's those poles that they put up at like the DMV or an amusement park where it's just a thing of, I don't know, fabric or rope between two poles. That's a stanchion. These two have decided that they are going to go at it. Dumb seems to have something to prove here today. It's very odd because I have not done anything from this room before or in quite some time, and there is a lot of echo. There's a lot of processing going on with this, Charlie. I don't know what in the hell. This is set up for like someone to come in here and sing or something, not do a radio show. All right, we're going to introduce the fighters here in just a moment. Jeffrey is going to be doing the national anthem. I'm going to take this microphone off so I can walk around a little bit here. And let's introduce the fighters. He is the challenger. He's 6'2", weighing in at 215 pounds from Chagrin Falls. The former phone screener of Rover's Morning Glory for 10 years. The lovable loser who has never been able to beat Dieter in just about anything, but now believes that since he lost 200 pounds, he can now take him on. Give it up for Dumb, the former phone screener. Here he comes. I think. I don't see him making his way into the ring. Here he is. There he is. He's there's Dumb has just made his way into the ring. He has he has something on his back, some sort of words. I can't tell what it is, but
pants up.
He's pulling his pants all the way up now. It says something. I don't know what that says. What does that say on his back,
Charlie? It's supposed to say Sean Street, but then you called him in too early. I might have spelled Sean wrong. I accidentally used the W. I apologize.
He's warming up here in the ring. There is no intro music to these guys. They're coming out cold. You're working as his corner man, Charlie?
Yeah, I'm his Mickey. I'm going to cut him. I'm here to slice him if he needs it.
Okay. He has his shirt off. He is dancing around the ring. And let's go now to the current Rover's Morning Glory champion. He stands 6 feet tall, weighs 230 pounds. He's from Willoughby, Ohio. And
I'm sorry, very winded.
What?
Co-host of Rover's Morning Glory, he's fought Butterbean. He has won the League of Extraordinary Morons
the two seasons that we did. He used to do Dare Dieter. He lit himself on fire. He's rolled down hills and barrels. He's put his tongue on plugged in bug zappers. He is the undisputed heavyweight champion of Rover's Morning Glory, Dieter.
Well, he doesn't even have a corner, man.
No corner, man. No music. Woo! Nothing. Here he comes. He's wearing black trunks. He has his boxing shoes on. Baby, unlike
the champ.
Unlike Dumb, who's just wearing standard Nikes, Dieter is wearing boxing trunks, boxing shoes. The headgear is on. He's still wearing a tank top. I don't know if he is going to take that off or if he's going to fight with that on. But he's getting, he has no corner man, nothing. We're going to go.
Is this a strategy or are you out of breath?
Getting geared up.
Okay. Dom has his shirt off. I'm looking. His chest hairs are gray. That's a sign of an old man, an official old man, when your chest hairs are gray. You can only imagine what his pubes look like.
No pubes.
All right, Dom, tell me, before we get to the national anthem and before we start, how are you feeling here in the ring here?
I'm feeling hungry. It's time for some beast mode, baby. I'm going ham on this bitch.
Charlie, have you guys strategized at all? Is there anything you can do?
He told me he wouldn't tell me his strategy. I tried to tell him great strategy and just punch Dieter right in the face right off the bat. Hit him right in the nose and then run away and then just sneak in. You got to sneak attack this guy. Dieter's going to be more powerful.
Dieter
and Dom can get winded quickly.
Dieter has taken his shirt off. He is geared up and ready to go. Dieter, do you have any sort of strategy as you head into this bout, the jock versus the joke?
If he dies, he dies. I hope he signed a waiver. That's all I can say, man.
All right. So are there any ground rules? We didn't even discuss that during the commercial break. Are you guys going full on? Is this a sparring session? Is this Charlie is a...
Boxing, those things hurt. I thought they were more like pillows, and I thought it made it a lot better. No, they really hurt.
Dumb is using Charlie's hands as if it's a mitt. He's punching into them, warming up. The Dieter's doing the same thing with Jeffrey. They're both guys getting warmed up.
Get the pants up. Get the underwear too. You puss. Get him. Get up. Yeah,
Dom is really trying to get his shorts up all the way to his breasts, basically, in order to really maximize the space where a low blow would be. Okay. Jeffrey is going to sing the national anthem for us.
Wait, does he have lyrics out? We can't do lyrics.
You don't know this by memory?
You said
Jeffrey?
Yesterday you knew it. Yeah, no lyrics, man.
Make sure I don't screw
no
up.
Lyrics, please. Put your phone away. Stand in the middle of the ring. All right, live from Studio RMG, it is the Jock versus the Joke singing the national anthem. Please rise, and gentlemen, remove your hats. Put your hand over your heart. Please welcome Mr. Jeffrey Allen LaRoque.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stars and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming, and the bombs bursting in air.
Come on!
Uh-oh.
No lyrics! Make up for it, no lyrics!
I'm doing it my way, guys.
Bring it home here.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Let's get it on!
All right. Now, just in case you did not see this on RMG TV, Charlie took a knee during the national anthem. What is that about?
It's just for my brothers out there.
He actually took a knee. We talked about
until
this yesterday.
Until the minorities are treated with respect like I am and everybody else of fairer skin color and we're on equal playing grounds, I'm taking a knee.
All right.
I love this country and I love everything that everybody's died for. And
you don't think that that's disrespectful?
I'm just bringing awareness to the situation that we're in after Charlottesville.
All right. Charlie, who is acting as Dumb's corner man. Dumb, do you endorse that?
He does. You're the fighter. He told me. He recommended it. He said he would, but he wouldn't be able to stand up because he's too fat.
Brothers, I don't endorse white guys.
You said brothers yesterday, and you were bowling with those guys.
They are my brothers, though. You're a poser.
All right. Jeffrey is helping Dieter get set up.
What is this?
What is this? What is going on here? I don't understand this. What is happening?
Give me some water.
What is happening? What is this?
He'll explain right now.
Rover, just to make it even with competition, I'm going to tie one hand behind my back.
Oh, my God.
I'm that confident. This
one
is,
hand behind
this
your back.
This is such a joke, so people actually have a match. I'm going to tie one hand behind my back.
Dieter is tied his arm behind his back. Jeffrey took some sort of a belt or something and tied Dieter's left arm behind his back. You're fighting. You're going to fight with one hand, Dieter.
One arm behind my back.
Wow. Unbelievable. All right. They are ready. They're going to be going to their corners. This fight will get underway. The Jock versus the Joke. When we return live, fire up RMG TV. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
I'm going to break.
Hit play, Doogie.
I want my arm to fall asleep.
With the mouse.
With the mouse.
Oh, man. Hey, Jeffrey, I'll tie this for now.
Saspy off, Charlie. Yeah. Hit play.
And I'll just help you reset it.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang on, they're still live. She never.
No, I know. No, he can't hear me. Yes, I hit play.
Okay.
Jeez. Rover's Morning Glory.
Tribe and Red Sox finished their series tonight. We start your coverage at 6:37 on your FM home for Indians baseball, 100.7 WMMF.
Time for more Rover's Morning Glory on Cleveland's Rock Station, 100.7 WMMS.
Rover's Morning Glory presents The Jock versus The Joke.
We are live, Studio RMG. It is The Jock versus The Joke. Dieter versus Dumb. Dumb challenged him. Any regrets before we get underway here, Dumb?
Only that I didn't do this earlier.
Wow, he has his mouthpiece in. He's ready to go. Dieter has since untied his arm, but I think he's going to tie that back.
Oh, hit the bell!
Jeffrey is now tying Dieter's arm back behind his back again. Doogie is
joke.
The worst.
Come on, is this guy taking this seriously?
Doogie is the worst person running the board. Absolutely horrible.
No business in radio whatsoever. Terrible
I go,
on the
I go,
air.
I go, why would you leave us on? She goes, well, something needed to be on the air. I said, you, talk.
Yeah, talk. You do radio for a living.
She goes, what do you mean?
Why didn't she just hit play to send us to commercial break?
She claims that she did and nothing happened.
That's interesting.
I said, did you hit it again? Yeah, I just did. And it wasn't doing anything.
Okay.
Because when
never
you went
seen
down
that.
There, when you went down there, what happened?
I watched her hit play.
And then it worked.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know what she was hitting. I'm guessing she was hitting stop. I mean, there's two buttons you can hit. There's a big stop button and a big play button.
Like a square, and the other one is a play.
And
like
it doesn't say
triangle.
Play. It's a triangle. Uh-huh, so you have to kind of have some sort of awareness.
But it's a universal sign for play.
Everybody in the world knows it.
Right. Okay. All right.
How long are these rounds? What are we doing here?
All right. This fight is...
I have a bell.
You want? Let's do... You want to do...
That's what
Dieter,
I have.
Is you're the reigning champion. Do you want to do 1 minute round, 3 minute standard, 3 minute rounds? It is a 12 round fight, but
what
I.
What do you want, man?
You want how about 12?
I feel like 1 minute's good.
12
1 minute rounds.
12 1 minute rounds. You want 1 minute rounds? Let's make it 3-minute rounds. Why not?
I think this is going to be a one-round fight. How many rounds? Is this going to go all the way?
I would venture to say that this will not get out of the second round, is my prediction.
You really think
this.
It's going to go two?
Probably not, but it's a safe bet it won't go two.
And we're in this room. I'm feeling like if these guys start getting out of control, these ropes are just like something you see at a movie theater. It looks good. Like, it looks cool, but if they start walking into it, it's just going to...
there's nothing that you bounce off of. You actually go through these... ropes here, these makeshift ropes. All right, let's get the stool out from the corner. All right, gentlemen, it is a 12-round fight, 12 3-minute rounds.
Are you doing stopwatch?
I will do stopwatch, unless you want to handle this, Charlie. Why don't you can be the, I know you're working in the corner, man, but you can also be the, also be our official timer.
You're going to ref in the middle?
I guess I'll come to the middle. We don't have a ref, so... No, I'll be out of the ring. I'm not going to be in here while these guys are going at it. But
Jeffrey, why don't you grab a microphone and talk on the radio?
All right. Dieter and Dumb, come to the center of the ring.
I have a boxing question. Do I hit the bell to start it or just to end it?
You need the bell to start and end each round.
And do I have something I slap at 10 seconds?
Yeah, you just hit the table. 10-second warning. Okay, all right. Come to the center of the ring here, please. Dumb has in, looks like lipstick, a Superman logo that he has painted on his, to the center of the ring, guys. Let's go. All right. Low blow is here on Dumb. It is at the trunk line. That's correct as well on Dieter. Let's have a good, clean fight. If we yell break, you have to separate. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
And Dieter's really fighting with one hand behind his back?
He's fighting with one hand. Dieter has one hand tied behind his back. Any questions? All right. Go back to your corners, and let's get this fight on. The Jock versus the Joke. Here we go. Round one, live from Studio RMG. All right. Dieter has one arm tied behind his back. They're circling each other. Dieter's fighting with nothing but his right arm. Dumb has a jab. Dumb's
right hand
going
jab.
Out. First has not connected yet. They are. He's throwing a couple of right jabs, kind of trying to stick it out there. It is slippery. iHeart made them put down a plastic liner because
the
they
blood.
Thought that Dumb was going to bleed so much they didn't want it on their carpet. Right now there's a lot of dancing around. There has not been any engagement. No one has actually landed with a punch yet. Dieter is
Dumb is trying.
Away. Dumb's trying. Dieter is a
lot of jabs.
Moving back. Nothing has connected. I mean, no one wants to come forward here.
When one of these does, it's going to really hurt. Oh, man, I can't believe they're doing this right now.
Dumb is more making a show of this, like, oh, I'm trying to engage. But if he really wanted to go forward, he could go forward.
He knows that
now
he's going to get locked up then.
He's doing like a windmill sort of thing.
He thinks he's Muhammad Ali.
Just wasting all of his energy.
Dancing around.
Dumb's done with a miss. A total whiff.
That was a slip. Okay, all right. Dumb tried to throw a huge windmill. He now gets up. He's limping. There's actually been no punches have connected. Hold on. All right, move back to your corners.
We're a minute and a half in.
All right, they're getting the ring back together. Dumb slipped. His pants are falling down. His shorts are falling down. All right. Let's get back. Okay. Time in. Go, guys. All right. They're coming back to the center of the ring. There was some showboating going on by Dumb. He tried and he fell. He fell and slipped and ended up on the ground. So far, not one punch has landed in this fight.
The biggest punch Dumb totally missed and fell over.
Dieter is really doing. Oh my!
Twice.
God.
Dumb's down. Dumb's down.
Dumb's on the ground. Dumb's on the ground. Dumb's on the ground. Dumb.
That punch. Dieter punched him in the back of the head when he was down. When he was down, is that legal?
I didn't see it. I missed
it.
What is the count?
One, two, three.
Oh, this can't be it.
Get up.
Get up.
Five.
Get up.
Six.
Come on, Rocky.
Seven. Eight.
Get up.
I'm really slowing down.
Are you serious?
He cannot be done. He cannot be done. Eight and a half.
You didn't even get punched. You just tripped.
Eight and a half. Eight and this three quarters. This
is it? Oh, come on. Easy. We bought nine. All this. We set all this stuff up.
Oh, this
are you
can't
kidding?
Be it. This cannot be it. This is the biggest.
Are you kidding me this on the hype?
He's on the ropes. This does that mean anything in boxing?
Nine and a quarter.
Get up.
Nine and.
Get your mouth guard back in and get in that fight.
Nine and three eighths.
What is this?
Nine and a half.
Come on.
Nine
Hold
and.
It.
Oh my God. Is he going to get
He's
up?
Gone.
Is he not getting up,
He's
Charlie?
Don't get up.
Charlie, is
get
he
up.
Not getting up? Was he even
you
punched?
You didn't even throw one.
Was
nobody
punched?
Even punched. I don't
Was
think there's one
punched?
Punch connected.
He's on
get
the
up.
Ground. Did he even
Call
get
it.
Punched?
Call it. Too easy.
Nine Too and three easy. Quarters.
That's the end of the round. End of the round. The end of the round saved him.
That's the end of the round.
The end of the round saved him.
Is that it?
You're letting him go.
No, the end of the round.
You're saved by the bell.
It's 3:30. So we actually the round went at 30 seconds too late. He was on the ground that whole time. So
what in the world is going on?
Get up.
All right.
It's like an injured gazelle.
Get back to your corner. Sit on your.
We're between rounds.
We're between rounds.
So far.
We'll try and get some corner audio from this. This was the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my entire life. This can't be real. I mean, I don't know what the guy's doing. What's happening? What's going on?
I wanted to see one punch connect.
What happened?
He punched me in the back of my head. What do you think,
When he was on the ground.
He was on the ground. It's an illegal punch.
It was in the back of the head.
There is apparently some sort of discussion
you're
in
fine,
Dieter's corner.
Fine.
There's no microphone over there, of course. Jeffrey,
yeah, why use the microphone?
He has no on-off for the microphone. It's just always on, but why pick
why
the microphone
up? Why pick up the mic and talk into it?
It's only a radio show, sure. All right. There's some
right.
discussion over
you're
there.
Good. You just you warm out,
me,
got him winded. Now you just got to land the hand. You got to take it home, all right?
Don't let. I don't want
gotta
Jeffrey
take it home.
I'm the
this
bully.
Is the main
He's
thing.
The bully. I'm the bully.
This was the most pathetic display of athleticism that I've ever
on
seen in my
On both sides or
life.
One side?
Well, you know, Dieter was just, I believe...
tiring him out, because it worked.
Waiting for Dumb to do something. I don't think Dumb landed one punch
he
on
He did not.
Dieter.
He threw one big
Dieter,
punch.
Dieter, did you land... I mean, I know this is... well, look, we can't interview him in the middle of the match. All right, 10 seconds here before the round starts back up. Round two and the,
well, you gotta put
jock versus
in.
The joke.
Yeah, I will. I'll get.
All right, here we go. starting of round two. Get that stool out of the corner, Jeffrey. You're the corner man. Get that stool out. Okay. Here they go. Round two. Dieter versus Dumb. Wow, that was. Charlie, have you ever seen anything that pathetic?
Never in my life.
I mean, just I don't know how you.
A big swing and a miss, which tripped him up and then fell. And then I think the second time he fell, Dieter just kind of came at him. I don't think it was a punch that knocked him over. He got tangled in the ropes, fell down, and then Dieter punched him in the back of the head.
And remember, Dieter's fighting with one hand tied behind his back. All right, that's the beginning of round two. All right, Dumb's coming out.
Dumb ran in and then pushed out.
And then came out. And then now.
Oh, man! Body shots!
Oh, body shot! Body shot! Body shot!
He's still hitting him!
He's hitting him on the ground!
Oh, my God! Dieter's just laying waste with him with one hand tied behind his back.
Hold it! Hold it!
All right. We still have time. You're not out. You're not out yet.
Fetal position.
Come on, you can still get up from this.
All right, count them out. Count them out, Charlie.
One.
Get up, Dumb.
Two.
Get up, Dumb.
Three.
Get up, Dumb.
Four.
He was, Dieter was punching Dumb while he was out on the ground, but Dumb seemed to almost give up and just get into
Seven.
A fetal position.
Get up. Eight.
You my bitch. Call it, dude!
Nine!
Call it! Don't you get
Nine and a half!
Is Dumb gonna get up?
Nine and three quarters!
I don't think Dumb's getting up. He's trying to take off his headgear. I don't think he's getting up. Wait, hold on. Is he getting up? Is he getting up?
I think he is. Nine.
Is he getting up?
Nine and five eighths!
Is he getting up?
Nine and three quarters!
I don't think he's getting up!
Wait,
I
what are you
think
doing?
He's getting up!
What are you doing?
I don't think he's getting up.
He's trying to put his mouthpiece back in.
What are you doing?
Are you getting up, Dumb? He spit out his mouthpiece. Are you getting... He's giving up.
He looks like... Why is he on all fours?
That's it.
Why are you going...
9 9/10. He's taking off his gloves. That's it. That's a fight. That was absolutely pathetic. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
So I think somebody's got to lift his arm.
Yeah. Absolutely pathetic. Unbelievable. Dieter, come over here to the center.
Bitch, get this out.
He's crawling like a mermaid. What are you doing? He's like a slug.
What happened? That was pathetic, Dieter. I'll raise your one good arm. The winner, Dieter. What happened? What
too
was
easy.
That? What was that?
Too easy.
What?
Too easy.
Dieter, it seemed as if there was not even a fight happening. It seemed as if you threw no punches whatsoever until the second round. Explain what was going on, Dieter.
I was just waiting for him to do his stupid jabs, being so quick. He popped me in the nose probably once or twice. Then I was just waiting for an opening. I hit him. He tripped there, then I hit him. It wasn't the back of the head. It was definitely the side. And then this next round, I'm hitting him in the stomach. He's going all over the ropes, man. What am I supposed to do? No, there's no rep breaking it up, so you know you're taught to finish the fight.
He slipped. He threw a punch. I mean,
He was punching him in the head a lot the ground.
He just rained blows.
But on the ground.
Like a pile driver.
Yeah, on the ground? You say it was on the ground?
When he got done down, he was still putting...
Whoa.
Is that an illegal hit? You continued to punch him while he was down.
I don't remember that. I don't know if I got knocked out at some point. I don't remember the end. I think he hit me and I was knocked out.
A lot of cheap shots.
Charlie, that was absolutely pathetic.
I thought Dom was going to do a lot better. He came. He looked like he had the heart there, and he was going for all these jabs. I don't understand. I think
embarrassing.
He was afraid to connect to Dieter.
That's embarrassing.
He knew once he made one connection to Dieter, he was going to be out. I think he was afraid the entire time.
Were you waiting? Were you wanting him to hit you, Dieter?
You want to get hit in the face?
No, but I'm saying, I mean, it didn't seem like you were putting up much of a defense. It didn't seem, I mean, Dumb would not come in and attack.
No.
He
ran
engage.
In at that one time, had an open shot at the beginning of the second round, ran in, and then pushed out immediately.
Dude, I was moving side to side like a windshield wiper. Did you see that? There was no way he was going to hit me. I just kept moving, waiting for the opening. Then once I got it, then you gave him a 30 count. We went to the second round, and then I go, I'm going to finish this. They shipped it over in the first round.
I was expecting that. I go, we got to give Dom a chance to redeem himself.
Yeah, the guy's winded.
Right.
He's been out of the game for a while. Let's give him a little second chance.
That is literally the most... What?
Once those rules were out the window, the second round, there was no rules.
That was the most pathetic display I've ever seen in my entire life.
I've been looking forward to this all day.
Oh, me too.
Since yesterday, I've been looking forward to this.
I cannot believe Dump basically just quit. He gave up. After all that talk, he literally quit. Was he even punched?
On the ground? Not ever while he's on his feet.
Standing in the middle of the match, was he ever punched?
In the head. He was punching the stomach, but he was blocking the whole time. And then he fell down again. The guy's no balance. He's pathetic.
Unbelievable.
Why would you book that? What do you think was going to happen? Do you think it's going to be like a 12-round
effort. I thought he was going to fight, Dieter. I thought he was going to do something. I mean, wow.
Especially all the talk he's been doing the last day or two. It's just, he pussed out. He got scared once he saw the rage in Dieter's eyes, and he pussed out. Knew that if he connected with Dieter, Dieter was going to just destroy him. So he actually pussed out.
Unreal.
Before he ever threw a punch, he pussed out.
Unreal. I'm at a loss. I speak for a living. I'm at a loss for words right now. Maybe you can help me. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I don't even know what to say. We've never witnessed anything that pathetic in my life.
We got the gloves. Charlie and Jeffrey can go at it. They got a lot of beef.
Jeffrey, do you want to?
No, I got. I'm not. I didn't train for a fight, so.
I woke up today. Rome goes, you're fighting today. He told me yesterday you're fighting.
I didn't say I was fighting.
Would you like to take Charlie on?
I'm smarter than that. I'm not a boxer. I don't have no athletics. I have no athleticism.
Charlie, but neither does he. Look at Charlie. Look at your opponent.
I'm going to pass on boxing, Jeffrey. I'm sorry.
At least it could be a much better fight.
It probably would be. I would be uncomfortable doing that. I apologize. I'm not going to box Jeffrey. I'll give you the win, all right?
All right, 866-YO-ROVER. I'm going to go to my headphones just cut out. I'm going to go down to the main studio. Doogie, it's the big triangle, the play button. I can't hear you now because my headphones just cut out. So we will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Piglet Sausage Freakout and more Alan Cox Show Corona Cruise tickets at 520. The show back live at 3 on MMS.
Radio station.
7-6-5. Jeffrey.
You knuckleheaded mother effer.
Whatever you do.
You effing jackass.
Make him angry.
Why'd you go back in your mama's business and smoke your bad crack or whatever the hell you do?
You'll definitely like him when he's angry. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Wow, that was the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
That was scary.
Absolutely, but scary. What are you talking about, scary? That was pathetic, dude.
Well, I was back
scary.
Here.
Scary.
Well, I was back here, so I couldn't talk, but I swear Dieter cheated the whole time. He was, Dumb was on the ground.
I know,
and
but
all
it was the only
Dieter
it was
did?
The only punches that were being thrown. Why stop it? I mean, not
you
one.
You can't do that.
That was a match with not one punch thrown. At least he was punching him while he was on the ground.
And now, look at Dumb. I don't know if we need an ambulance.
Oh,
I
are you kidding me?
Look, you guys, he can't
Are you
look.
Kidding me?
I think he has a concussion.
Okay.
I'm not, look at him. I had to get him ice.
It was him up in a boxing match with no hits.
Are you okay, Dumb?
He needs ice for his knee. He twisted his knee in the first 10 seconds. You see that?
He can't move.
It's terrible. Terrible.
You're agile and fast and all that. You couldn't move. Oh, my God.
Dumb, what?
Put that on a t-shirt.
Dumb, what?
Get up, Dumb. How many times have you guys saying that? Get up, Dumb!
9 9/10.
Oh, man. Yeah, talk about cheating. Dude, once you go 30, 40 seconds, he's on the ground, the match was over. They went to the second round, all the rules were out the window. It was just anything goes. I mean, you can't lay on the ground for 40 seconds. The match was over.
Dumb!
Dumb can't stand up.
What?
He can't stand up right now.
Why?
I can wheel him in there. Like the,
what do you mean he can't stand up? What do you mean he can't stand up?
He's off his knee. He has ice on his knee for some reason. That's how little punches were thrown. His ice in his knee.
His head, you guys.
Every time I move.
Talk into the microphone.
Every time I try to pick my head up, everything spins, like twists. It's not as a spin, it's a tilt.
Okay.
I don't know how to.
Brain damage.
What? I don't even know how that happened.
Concussion.
You fell
He's
over?
Concussed.
Oh, no.
I got punched. While I was defenseless on the ground.
He did.
Defenseless? He has hands over his head. I was waiting for somebody
with
to stop
headgear
it.
On.
Right.
Like, what else could we have done? Put some pillows over his body?
He jumped over the ropes. I was hitting him when he was standing up. I was hitting him in the stomach, hitting him in the head. He then dove over the ropes. And he's on the ground in the fetal position. What am I supposed to do?
Dumb, that was the worst performance in a fight I've ever seen in my entire life. What's your explanation for this?
He cheated, obviously.
How could you cheat?
This
there's
is
no.
Crazy.
There's
you
no.
You think he's doping? Like, what about cheat?
What do you mean?
He hit me while I was down. I was gonna get back up.
When? The show's about that's 11 o'clock. I mean, seriously, was he supposed to take a nap and then we're gonna resume the match? It was you, Rover. You're a horrible ref, by the way. You were counting.
I suck at that.
You were a pretty bad ref. You also didn't stop him.
I was trying to give him every opportunity to get up.
But you
Peter.
Did. The ref also stops people from punching the other guy in the head when he's on the ground.
It was pretty painful.
Right? Isn't it? I thought this was a boxing match, not an MMA fight, where the guy jumps on their back and pounds their face into the ground.
Did he actually get hit standing up?
My fist is hurting.
Really?
I mean, it's freaking sore.
I don't know
sore.
If there's any punches when he was standing up at all. Other than in the stomach. You're punching him in the stomach.
Why does only the back and the side of my head's hurt?
Because
and punches. Not my face at all. The back and the side and
back.
My ribs.
When you turn your back, we weren't supposed to hit you. I for sure hit him in the side of the head. If you watched the replay, the first time he went down,
yeah.
It was a clean shot I had.
Uh-huh.
Right in the side of the head. And he went, boom, went down. I go, that's it. Do you remember that hit?
You don't feel bad?
I really only remember being on the ground and getting hit on the ground. That's the last thing I remember was being on the ground and then just a barrage of blows to the back and the sides of my head. That's all I remember.
Anybody that trains, they teach you when the guy goes down to get on top of him, keep hitting him until the ref stops it. Rover didn't even stop it.
Not once.
JD. Well, I was just so excited that a punch was being thrown.
I threw plenty of punches.
Just the fact that one guy was on the ground in a fetal position.
I threw punches, just they weren't connecting. Wow. He's faster than I thought as far as duck dodging my jab.
That was terrible. I've never seen anything so horrible in my life.
You did say you didn't have many
expectations.
Can
we scrub that from RMG TV? It was
your call,
terrible.
Man.
JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
Morning, Rover. CLY.
Arbe.
What happened to Kung Fu Dum Dum? He's seen all the Bruce Lee movies, watched his kids' karate class. Yeah. I thought you were going to go all Fist of Fury on Dieter.
Did you watch it? I threw punches, then slipped, and got punched in the back of the head. So you didn't watch it.
JD, it's pathetic. You don't even have to go watch it. It's that pathetic of a performance by Dumb. Like, I swear to you, you're telling me, okay, so I'm watching it. The angle that I was at, Dieter, when Dumb went down and the first time and he went through the ropes.
Wait, when he twisted his knee or the second time he went down? Because I remember the first round clearly. He twisted his knee. I threw a punch. I missed. He went down. He twisted his knee.
Okay.
He gets
so
up.
He didn't even get punched when he went down the first time.
No, I don't think I ever threw it.
Okay.
Because his knee. So he just slipped. I'll give it. That's a slip and fall. The second time then, when I swung at him,
yeah,
and I swung over his head, I missed.
Yeah.
And then he was running away, and I hit him clearly in the side of the head, and he went down. It was clear. When you watch back.
He was crawling away, I think.
No. Not the time when he was on the ground. No, was he down when I hit him?
He was down, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I think he only hit him down.
But he's running away. What are we supposed to do?
I don't know if one punch connected while someone was standing up. That's how pathetic of a fight this was.
I'm sitting here in the dark because I have a concussion.
Brain bleed.
Yeah, where's nobody
in there?
Well, this is the point. This guy cannot do anything he can't win a thing without cheating. Seriously, he has consistently cheated throughout the years in an effort to beat me.
Tom has the lights off in the fart box now. So
but he's going to a concert tonight.
I can't even see him.
Get a milkshake later.
Yep.
Janice, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, I've been better, but, I mean, my Lord, that was pathetic.
Listen, I just want to tell you, I think Dumb had this plan from the get-go. He thinks it's going to be excellent radio and everyone's going to call in and talk about how great it was. We want Dumb back. I think it was completely planned. And as far as him being down, getting hit, that's on the ref. You know, nothing's going on. There was no action. It's all on the ref.
If anything, I should be thanking Dieter for saving at least a little bit of that, at least providing dash of entertainment while you hit him while he's in the fetal position. I mean,
this is not how boxing matches work. They go for a while.
No, but you
size
didn't
up
even
your opponent.
He wasn't even hit. I don't believe he was hit once, and he wanted to stay on the ground. Like
Rover, he was hit.
My head, I can't. Every time I try to stand up, I feel like I'm going to fall over. I crawled from the whatever that room is over there to here.
You crawled down the hallway?
Yes. Then gimped my way here, and then I crawled up into Doogie's chair, got my wits, tried to stand up again, and almost fell over. So,
dude, have some pride.
How can you sit there and say there was no... I have
put
pride.
My damn arm behind my back. Has anybody ever done that in a fight?
I stood there toe-to-toe with you, threw punches, I trip and fall and get knocked in the back of the head and the side of the head. Where in the world is that in the rules for boxing? Nowhere.
There's no ref.
Zach in Vero Beach, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Zach.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
I was just calling. I saw Jeffrey struggling over there as a corner man. I think once again he proves that he cannot control his stool.
Yes, once again, he has stool issues. That's right. Thank you.
I don't have a stool issue. Yeah, well, see, this is a wooden stool you sit on, not the stuff that comes out of my ass. Thank you very much. How about that?
Frank, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Rover. How you doing, man?
Wow, I've been better. That was, I mean, I wasn't even in that fight, and I feel like I've been concussed because I can't believe what I just witnessed with my own two eyes. I go, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. Anyhow, go ahead.
Yeah, I watched the fight on an RMG TV. I'm a referee. I actually ref the show that Jeffrey wrestles at.
Okay.
Oh, professional wrestling.
Professional wrestling.
Semi-professional.
MMA, boxing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a referee in multiple sports and entertainment styles. But, yeah, Dieter needs to be disqualified. It's a boxing match. He did throw a punch while Dumb was down. And if there was a referee in there, the fight would have went a little longer. Maybe Dumb would have had an opportunity to stand up and actually throw a punch. Let me rephrase that. Land a punch.
Yeah, he threw punches, but he I mean, sometimes when you see this boxing on TV, they're jabbing and they're, you know, they're probing. But Dumb seemed to be throwing these jabs that he knew weren't going to do anything. He was so far away.
Well, yeah,
that's what you wanted. Like you wanted that. You're like, let's do an all jab fight. Okay. That was the beginning. That was horrible.
No, but what I'm saying is that you can connect with a jab. I mean,
he connected a little bit. I'll give him one of them. He connected
one.
One out of the 1,000, he connected.
I didn't see it.
I felt it, and I go, all right, now it's time to end it.
Rover, looking at the size of Dieter, come on, man. You got to use a jab just as a shield to keep him back. You don't want a gorilla that size throwing punches at you.
So, one-arm gorilla, by the way.
Yeah, he had one arm tied behind his back,
Are people forgetting that?
You know what? I'm shocked at the size of Dieter. That man's a monster.
Dumb knew that, though, going into the ring with him.
Well,
and
yeah,
imagine
that's
if Dumb.
Why he was throwing jabs to keep him back.
He didn't
get a chance to do anything because slip, and then he gets popped in the back of the head, Dieter. Seen it.
Well, we need a. You should have refed, man. I would expect the ref to come in at that point, take a point off, break it off, let us reset. Dude, when you're in the ring, you're just throwing punches. You're trying to end it.
Maybe we do need to do like a full-on fight, like with a real ring and real referee and like a real audience.
No. Let's get people to pay money for this. They won't feel ripped off.
Actually, I'll have to pay everyone to attend. You want to see Dieter and Dumb fight in the rematch? I'll pay you $20 if you come out and see it.
Do it out in Vegas.
I have no explanation for what I just saw.
You don't think it was wrong that Dieter punched him? The first punch that Dieter landed, he was on the ground.
Yes.
I don't think he was
the
going.
The first punch was on
was
the ground.
He was running away.
Yes. No, whether he was running, he was down. You should not have.
But then how did he go down in the first place? Did I hit him?
Well, he tripped.
I think he tripped. Slipped.
Okay, Big Balls, why don't you fight Jeffrey? You're the one backing out, trying to save the show.
Trying to save the show, I go, how about Jeffrey and Charlie get in the ring?
One round.
I'm like, come on, guys, do it. And neither one of them wanted to do it.
Yeah. I'm not punching Jeffrey.
Why?
No.
Because.
It's a boxing match. You have a headgear on.
Nope. Just not going to.
Right. Let him punch you then. Put one arm behind your back like I did. Just bob and weave.
I can't see Charlie in there at all. Is Dumb okay? Where is he?
He's just getting darker and darker.
I mean, Dumb's
getting
darker and darker in the abyss.
Him.
Dumb's trying to claim
that he has
I walked down the hall before we even came on the air, and he's like, oh, my head is really hurting. It's ringing in my ears. I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? You just completed literally 3 seconds of physical activity, and that's it. I mean, unless I'm missing something, what am I missing?
Here he comes. You okay?
There's bright lights in here. What do you want, just to dim the lights in here?
Yeah. You need your sunglasses?
I mean... Dumb. Dumb's now has ice? What happened to your knee? What is going on?
He has the worst knees.
He just
did one turn and he went down, his knee buckled. That was in the first 10 seconds.
I do think that caller was right, that you set all this up, that you thought you could take him.
No, I don't think.
Dumb thought if I win, they'll let me come back.
Sure, that would be
great,
but I don't think Dumb thought. I mean, that was so pathetic that maybe he thought, well, I'll just get beat up and they'll bring me back on the show.
I don't think so.
A real life literal punching bag.
He thought he was going to win and then a contract would be given to him at the end of the show saying, come back to the show.
Jeez, he's worse than Jeffrey. What are you doing with
Sherry, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sherry.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
basically, Dumb just lived everyone's worst nightmare, fighting against their nemesis and can't land a damn punch. And every time he moves, he's falling on the ground, just flailing around like a little girl.
Sherry, I've never seen anything like this where Dumb actually hit the, it wasn't a mat because this is in the room, but he hit the deck after, I mean, I don't even know how he did it. I mean, there was not a punch thrown and he was on the ground
he
the first
over
time.
The ropes. If you slow-mo it, you know he's a big fan of Superman? He Superman dove over the ropes under a chair.
What happened?
He did.
What was that,
I mean,
Dumb?
You're Superman, all right?
Got hit in the head. I don't know.
There was no connecting punch thrown in that fight.
Wait, Rover, you're out of your mind.
Huh?
I have brain damage or something. Seriously, my head is not operating the way it usually does right now. Everything is tilted.
Like, what do you mean tilted?
Well, you're leaning.
Can't
over.
Explain it.
Yeah, you
I
are
have
leaning.
To. Because if I sit straight, I feel like everything's going to start to tilt over and I'm going to fall over.
How did you fall over in the beginning?
On whatever genius decided to put the most slippery substance down for
I
a
did.
Mat.
Yeah, that was dumb, by the way.
Thank you for
Why?
Putting the ice down for us.
Put a tarp down. And we have boots on a tarp. You know how slippery that is?
I know, but you guys bleed.
We have water bottles. We
bleed? You have to get hit to bleed. Are you kidding me?
We've used goddamn puke cannons in this room. You can't even tell at this point. It's a little blood on the carpeting.
Yeah, I promised Sass Keith that nothing would happen to the room.
Oh, you should have. Yeah,
that was a mistake.
That's why I fell, so I blame you for the knee.
Wait a second. But, I mean, you literally just fell over. It was like he...
No, I slipped. Wait, I get... Look, if you go back and watch this replay, Rover,
I don't have the heart. I can't do it.
You were pretty bad, Rover. Dieter should be disqualified. Technically,
yes.
That means Dumb would be the winner.
Were, I guarantee you, you
I'm
will go
kidding.
Back and watch this, Rover, and you will go, I was wrong, Dumb. I apologize. This beast of a cheater cheated
he
hit
did.
You while you were down.
He did.
I'm telling you, my face feels fine. Here and here and here.
Your head.
Hurt. Real bad. Real bad.
Michelle.
I mean, you deduct a point, and then you go on to the next round. Then I'm attacking him in the stomach. He dives over.
I can't get up.
He's diving over the out of the building.
I couldn't. Every time I tried to move, you started hitting me again. I had no opportunity.
It's a boxing match.
When I tried to get up.
Well, listen, here's how it goes. If you take a point off for me hitting him in the back of the head,
yeah.
Then you got to take a point off at him for leaving the ring multiple times. So it's actually an even match. And then all the times he stayed down for 30 to 40 seconds, you still listening to me or you falling asleep? 40 seconds you're sleeping on the ground. That's a nap in some countries.
Michelle in Rochester. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Rover. R-L-Y.
Arbe.
I just want to know, can Dieter do every show without a shirt on?
Sure,
oh,
no
I know,
problem.
Right? He looked,
give me your number.
I have to admit, Dieter. Michelle's right. Like Dieter's like, I'm 230, and I think that's the biggest he's ever been weight-wise. Like, he's gotten fat. And then he rips his shirt off, and that was all muscle.
He looked great. Yeah.
Feelgreatcleveland.com. That's
what is it?
My sponsor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, thanks
wow.
to them.
Wow. Hey, man, talk slut. Where's the sound effect when
talk
you need
slut.
It? My God. Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
Rover. Yo, guys.
Hey.
Listen, I have been with you since day one. All the Dare Dieters, all the competitions, by far the most ugly, the most pathetic thing I've ever
Horrible.
Seen in my life.
Unbelievable.
Dumb. This was not a fight. This was an expedition of a complete moron. Who couldn't even stand up to Dieter with one arm tied behind his back. I mean, Dieter was begging him, punch me, and Dumb falls on his fat face and freaking lays there for a 10 count.
I know. I go at first. I go, what is going on? Like, what? I mean, he's just laying there on the ground. I go, what is? There's not even a punch has landed, and Dumb's laying on the ground like he's already. Given up. I mean, it was...
This guy's sleeping on the couch.
I've never seen anything... This is indeed the most pathetic thing I've ever witnessed. It's the most pathetic thing we've ever done on this show. It's the most pathetic display by someone on this show.
The funny audio, I don't know if you heard it, when Dumb is on the ground spread out, and did you guys hear him screaming?
Wow, what?
Ring the bell!
No,
over and over.
I didn't even hear that.
Ring the bell!
I swear, I'm like... I'm like a battered woman or a battered child. I have blocked out the memory of what just occurred that I witnessed with my, I know logically, I witnessed this with my own two eyes and my own two ears, but I have blocked it out.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Mike, this is the worst radio right now.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Rover, yo.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, you know, I'm a card-carrying member of Dumb Nation. I can't stand Nads. I'm glad he's gone for several weeks. But after that performance, you got to bring Nads back. That was just the worst thing I've ever seen.
Absolutely terrible. I have no words for it.
They should have a competition of who comes back between the two.
How about those two fight?
That's what I'm saying.
Both guys with concussions, that'll go over real well.
If Dumb is concussed, I swear to you, then I have AIDS, I have cancer, I have herpes, I have PTSD.
Chlamydia.
I have, yeah.
My hand, though, is seriously throbbing, so I know somebody got hit.
You hit the crap out of him.
I mean, my knuckles are killing me right now.
Really?
So I know, yes. I don't know when I hit him, if it was standing or seated or what, but I had to do something to save that fight. That was boring as hell the first round.
Wow.
And you had one arm tied behind your back. What gave you the idea to do that?
I swear, didn't Conor McGregor and Mayweather, somebody said I could beat you with my hand tied behind my back. Somebody said that. I'm like, that's good. I'm actually going to do that, though, and see if Dumb could beat me.
So you did it.
Yeah.
Were you surprised he didn't hit you once?
No, he did hit me. He threw a jab. He slipped one in. I was like, okay.
And it connected?
It hit me in the face.
I didn't see it.
In the first round.
Yeah. Wow. I mean.
And then that was it. And then he's doing all this rope-a-dope. He's doing this dancing crap.
I think that wore him out. I think he did too much showboating, and that tired him out, and then he was done. I think
he
that blew
up. He showboated
for
3 seconds.
But he was, like, tripping on the tarp. He almost slipped doing that Muhammad Ali dance. Oh, man.
Wow. All right.
What did you expect, Rover? Were you expecting, like, a prize fight?
Oh, man. This is a dark, dark day here.
So I won by disqualification, right?
Well, Rover's got to view the tape.
You look like a winner.
No, I mean,
over there.
It's already it's in the books.
I think when you see it,
in the books.
When you see it,
you might change your mind.
Yeah,
it was a direct punch in the back of his head.
Yeah,
but where's the ref? I mean, if he turns his head, if somebody's turning their head when you're going to punch them, how's it your fault?
No, he's on the ground.
I saw his face, and I go to punch it, and he turns. Yeah, zoom in, Schnitzer. Show what a winner looks like right now. Show him the shot on the couch. Hood over the face, two ice bags on his knees. That looks like a winner
How
to me.
How'd you hurt your knee?
He slipped it.
When I
twerked
slipped on
it.
That tarp the first time I
it
fell.
Was so funny. He twisted his knee. Oh, it was so funny. I had to try to stay composed. I go, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I've got to take a break. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., well, wow.
Oh. I've got some info for our Rochester fans as well.
All right, we have a Rochester
break.
Announcement. They carry the full show.
Yes.
They go till 11, and I have an announcement for Rochester. Just for you in a moment. For everyone else, if you're listening on a station that only carries the show until 10, you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app or the Apple TV app. We will be right back after this on the most pathetic performance ever in Rover's Morning Glory history. I'm embarrassed to actually host this show today. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Tribe and Red Sox finished their series tonight. We start your coverage at 6:37 on your FM home for Indians baseball, 100.7 WMMF.
It's Rover's Morning Glory on 100.7 WMMS, Cleveland's rock station.
Conversations like this usually only take place in truck stop bathrooms, prison cells, and interventions.
Dear Nats, your drug use has affected me in the following ways.
Have a f***ing wonderful morning. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news, what do you have on the way, Doogie?
There's an ESPN host that woke up with this news story all over the place, and he must be so embarrassed. Of course, alcohol was involved. I'll tell you what this ESPN host did next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. In Rochester, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we have an announcement for you. We will announce information on the 7th annual, can you believe it, 7th annual Rover's Morning Glory golf outing. We'll give you the details, the date, the cost, and where you can purchase your foursome tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., and that always sells out quickly. So we're heading to Rochester soon.
Yes, sir.
Aboard Rolling Glory 1, and we're going to play some golf with you and party. We'll give you the details tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., 8 a.m. David, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Hi, David.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Doozy.
Good morning.
Yo, Dieter.
Yo.
You got the right amount of muscle.
Ram, baby. All right.
I know that's right. I'm glad.
Talk
slut.
I don't like dumb.
I never
talk slut.
It. And I'm a retired baby boomer. I've been listening to you guys for, I don't know, 7-8 years. Back in the day when you guys used to do your extreme morons.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you, Dieter, didn't you take out Dumb's shin with frozen turkey at one time?
I don't know if that
Check
did
your
that
facts,
one?
Buddy boy. That was Rob.
Yeah, the turkey Rob bowling. Rob. Yeah, that was Rob and Dumb.
Our Dumb always person. Talks big until he gets into the thick of something. And then I just watched that fight. I went back and I watched this.
You did?
I did. Yeah, because on the RMG TV replay, you can...
You guys entertain me every day. Like I say, I'm retired. I'm much older than you guys, but, I enjoy your show.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I hate to disappoint you with that pathetic display of athleticism, but...
Well, I don't watch you on the stream. I just listen to you on the radio because I don't have that technology. So,
well, but, David, anyway, you didn't miss much.
I can tell on the phone. I'm in my 60s and I could probably whoop Dumb.
I'm an ex
plumber. I could tear it, not send him down the pipes.
There you go.
Got that?
David, I appreciate it. Thank you. I watched that and
Dieter's disqualified.
Well, there was a lot of stuff I didn't see.
Yeah,
there was
right
a lot going on
you.
Right in that first round. Dumb somehow ends up on the ground. Like, I don't even know how
first
he ends
time
up
or
on the ground.
Time?
The first time.
Yeah, the first time
he ends up on the ground. He just swung at Dieter and missed and fell over and twisted his knee.
Right.
So he's on the ground and Dieter just comes up and just goes bam and just punches him pretty hard.
I thought he was up.
In the back of the head.
What?
Or was it the side of the head? Again, it was hard to see, man. I have my contacts
Do
out.
You have... Snitz, is there a segment of that I can look at?
I'll have to transfer that over. Yeah. Give me a second.
Okay. All right. And not that it deserves an instant replay, but you didn't see it, Doozy, at all. But so Dieter just punches him in the back of the head, and then later in the fight, it's just Dieter's giving him body shots, and then Dumb just immediately crumples, goes to the ground, and Dieter just keeps punching him right in the back of the head.
No, it's the side of the head.
I saw that.
He was in a fetal position. Ring the bell, ring the bell. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to end this. This is boring.
Yeah, I'm trying to. There's my corner guy's, you know, I don't know what he's doing. He's too busy disrespecting our country on his knee.
Oh, what was that about?
And then instead of throwing in the towel while I'm getting hit while I'm defenseless on the ground.
Yeah, you should have thrown the towel in.
Well, I thought you had some more fight in you. I thought you were more stronger than that.
I was.
I could throw in the towel. The match we were in the second round.
I don't, if it was the roles were reversed and Dieter tripped and was on the ground and I was just pounding him in his head.
Oh, I don't agree that it was right, but I thought you still had some more fight left in you.
But you're there to protect me. But you were too busy trying to make a statement about yourself.
You blamed everybody here except yourself.
Well, no,
so
Doogie put the tarp down to make me slip. You didn't protect me when I was getting beat up because you're too busy worrying about yourself. Rover didn't stop the fight while I'm getting beat up. Dieter cheated. Yeah. Yes. Jeffrey, I don't even know
what was
about
even you
there.
Just
what,
having Dieter? A pathetic display of boxing.
Dieter even said my jab was hot. I landed one of my jabs. My jab was good.
Yeah,
what do you want from me? I got beat up while I was on the ground. I'm sorry if my mouth isn't working properly.
Mike in Charlotte, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
What's going on, Rover?
Hey, what's happening?
Long-time listener since the days in Detroit.
Thank you.
I got to side with Dumb on this one. Somebody's forgetting that. Somebody's on steroids, a.k.a. slash testosterone replacement therapy. So that's kind of an advantage for Dieter. Is Dieter not on hormone replacement?
Well, it's not steroids. It's just test, but it's in normal levels. It's just making it so you're not. It's in a normal range,
I'm a
buddy.
I'm a steroid user, too.
Well, you're a roidhead. So you're a meathead. You're probably taking something with test, right? You're not just taking test.
Nope. I stopped taking all of it because I got older.
So Dieter is basically using performance-enhancing drugs is what you're telling me, Mike.
Would he fall within the testing range if he went to do any legal boxing sanction event? Would
absolutely.
Testosterone levels be
I get my lab work. I make sure it's in the normal range.
Uh-huh.
It's probably at the very top of that range. it's pushing the damn near, 1,000 marker, which is normal. You know, might damn near break the needle off, but it's definitely in the normal range.
So if we were to do a test on you, a test, you think, Mike, are you buying it? He's in the normal range?
No. Why would I look at him? I was on steroids. He's got the bloated gut from steroids. His muscle mass is greatly increased. He looks great. I'm going to give you credit, Dieter. The problem is you are taking beyond the normal limit for what a man should be taking to be in a healthy range generally.
And that helped him out in the fight, and Dumb had no chance.
Endurance,
I don't look. Dieter could have been on benzos, and I think he still would have beaten Dumb. Forget testosterone.
Oh, he would have beaten Dumb.
Yeah.
He would have beaten Dumb. I'll give you that. But Dumb had no chance due to the additional enhancements. He will not tire out. He'll have additional energy. The longer, if he takes a break like he does in between reps while on these testosterone replacements, he will regenerate. So if Dumb was beating on him for the first round and they took a break, Dieter would be ready to go right away, but Dumb would be winded still. Am I wrong, Dieter?
I was winded.
I wasn't winded.
What, from chasing Dumb down?
Oh, yeah, that's
what
a lot
are
of work.
What talking about? I'm the one who was the aggressor at the beginning of the second round.
You weren't winded?
The aggressor? You ran at me, you stopped, and you ran back to the
because
corner.
Because I almost slipped on the Dumb tarp. There's so many variables that were against me here.
Clint, you're on Rover's Morning
it's
Glory.
Whining.
Good morning, Clint. Yeah.
Like my kid.
Rover.
Yo.
Hey. Hey, I think we're all caught up so much in Dumb's poor performance that we forgot to shame his body. I think he looks like an old woman up there with them saggy boobs and that complete void of muscle in his arms. They were flapping like the wind in there. I think he probably looks better when he was fat.
Well,
no, I feel bad because he looks good. It's just he's got excess skin.
Yeah. What can you do when you're 400 pounds, though,
right.
And then you shrink up? I mean,
he needs
to
have
skin
Clint, you think
yes.
he would look better? Wait a second. You
is
think
not
that
an ounce of muscle on that body.
Well, do you think that he
arms.
Looked better fat?
No.
Tell him to flap his arms.
Let's here he is as a fat guy. There he is, fat. There's a photo of him
out.
On RMG TV.
No, it's just
we should have an old sales guy, Mike. And he said the same thing about Dumb. When Dumb lost all this weight, and we were actually at GeoFest,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, Dumb, what happened to you? You look like you have AIDS. He goes, you just look better fat. Some people look better heavy. And that's what that Mike guy said, maybe because he was a bigger guy.
No, I think you know Dumb when he was fat. And I disagree with
you.
I'm
saying
can't win.
He
well, there's
that.
One
people
thing.
People used to say, oh, look, you're a good-looking guy. You look better. You just need to lose some weight. Then lose some weight. And now you need to be fat again. You're not too scared. And I can't win, man.
Who's there standing there? Who is that?
I don't know. Who is that?
I don't know. We're doing
they
a live
want Dumb's
show.
Autograph.
Oh, no autographs, please.
I don't know who that is. But
who is that?
Anyhow, some guy's standing there. Anyhow, I wouldn't have noticed it if Doogie didn't comment on it.
TAM guy's down here. Apparently an EMS guy has called the TAM newsroom
the newsroom to try to see if we need any help and assistance down here.
Bring a stretcher. Can you bring a stretcher out?
This breaking news on WTAM. Rover's Morning Glory has the biggest pussy of a phone screener ever. This is just in. We're devoting team coverage to how big of a pussy Dumb is on WTAM. Tune in to hear Dumb whine like a little bitch on the 8s on WTAM. No, I disagree with Dumb. Dumb looks better. Look, now, when you take your clothes off, that might be an entirely different matter, but...
He just needs that skin surgery.
I don't even know if that would really
work. Of course it would.
No, I don't think it's so. They don't just cut off your skin and you
sure
look
they
normal,
do.
Dudes.
Yes, no, they do. Haven't you ever seen, don't you watch those...
The 600-pound life.
Yes, I like watching those.
Yeah, but they look normal after they cut off the excess skin?
Yes.
They might look a little bit better, but...
They look way better.
Like, Dumb's... What happened is Dumb's arms used to be so fat, and then now he's not fat anymore, but that skin...
Has nowhere to go.
...is just dangling from the bottom of his arms.
Yeah. Boobs too,
but still okay. But that he looks. Come on, no one can say he looked better fat. That's just. There's no way. Is that? Would you like to not have that? Of course, this extra skin. But you think you can cover that? You can. He could put on a suit. You tell me if that guy put on a suit, he's gonna look better fat than he does right now at 220.
No, he's gonna look better fat if you compare Fat Dumb to Naked Dumb. Then yes, then you would want him clothed fat.
Yeah, I don't look good naked, period. There's no getting around it. I have no butt either. I've just, my family, the men in my family have no asses whatsoever, just devoid of butts.
Yeah.
So you couple that with chicken legs.
Short quads.
Like, I look like a mad agent. If you remember Inspector Gadget, the bad guys on that show, the mad agents that were just big, giant, square boxes of tops with little chicken legs is exactly what I look like. Just a disgusting human being.
Now he's just down on himself. Whoa. Yesterday it was, I'm so great. I've lost all this weight. I'm in the best shape of my life.
I'll crush Dieter.
Now it's, I'm a despicable, disgusting human being. Ambulances are coming. What do I have to live for?
Valley View Bridge. Right. I'm going to jump off it.
It's just like the old Dumb. This is it. This is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, again, exactly. The old Dumb gets beat up by a cheater. The same thing that always happens.
Oh, God.
Charlie, will you turn your light on in there?
Dumb won't let me.
Oh.
It's in his face.
Seriously,
it's too bright. I turned it back on honestly, and he told me to turn it.
It's too bright. I can't handle
it. Where's your sunglasses?
Dumb, put sunglasses on.
Oh, I forgot
on.
About that.
Yeah. You put your eclipse glasses on.
Oh, my God.
But... No, I think if you put him in a suit, Dumb, would you agree? In a suit, you look better now than you did when you were 400 pounds, right?
I think so, yeah. I definitely, because I kind of, when I put on dress clothes, I look much nicer and my kind of, I can pull my pants up over my fat roll a little bit. And
he looks better now, I guess. He looks way better.
Thanks,
now.
Man. You're not so bad yourself.
Oh, man, you don't want to talk about asses. So I've lost like, let's see, 30 pounds. And B2, I've always had a pretty good ass, if I do say so myself.
You have no ass.
Oh no, that's not true. Now I have no ass. B2 goes, man, your ass is getting flat, like, because you're losing all this weight. Like,
she's disgusted by you.
Probably. Who wouldn't be?
Sure.
And so I'm looking in the mirror. I go, my ass is disappearing. I always had such a nice ass. It's one of my few good attributes.
Who told you that?
Everyone. Everyone liked my ass, douche.
Okay, except...
Billy and Frankie and Johnny. They all love my ass. Hey.
30 pounds? That's great. That's
30
huge.
Pounds,
that's
right.
Awesome.
But I'm telling you, I still have a little bit of a gut. Like, even with 30 pounds, like, I have the skinniest ass arms, legs. It just refuses to come off of your midsection, you know, the spare tire. I mean, I'm sure it's greatly decreased, but I mean, I don't know how much weight I would have to lose in order to get rid of that.
Sometimes you can't.
Oh, come on. If I were in a concentration camp, I wouldn't have a spare tire.
What if you started working out?
Would that
put
help?
Some muscle behind it?
Well, you
would
don't
that thin
want...
it
no,
out?
I don't. I don't think so.
Or just put muscle behind
fat.
Behind fat. Yeah, I think that
maybe cardio. Would cardio help that guy over there? I don't know.
Both.
I don't think either one would really do much for weight loss.
I think you've done as much as you can with the calories. I think if you did go to the gym, I think that it would go away.
I don't know, but a lot of people sent me a video. It is... Give me 1 second. It is from something, what is Volcano Bay, or what is this? This is some BuzzFeed
like
video.
Studios or something, maybe.
So what they must have done, and I don't know how this works, but a lot of people said, is Rob, your old producer, working for BuzzFeed now? The answer to that is no. I think that what they do is Universal Studios pays BuzzFeed to produce a video, and then they just like place it just everywhere. Websites, Facebook, just all over the place.
I went down and I was in Orlando for a trade show for my day job, and Rob was there. I saw Rob and we hung out.
Why is Rob in Orlando? I thought he was in Tampa.
He is. He came he was going to do, it just was really a weird coincidence. He just happened to be doing an open mic night in Orlando because he's trying to become a stand-up comic.
Oh, that's right. Did you go see him?
Yeah. I have to admit, he was pretty decent.
Yeah?
I really was surprised because the first time I saw him do it in a video online, it was real, real bad.
I saw that same video probably. Will you close that door? I don't know what's going on out there.
It's the ambulance driver.
Party in the hallway. I saw the same video of Rob, our old producer, and it was someone's, oh, look, he wants to be a stand-up comic. And it was probably like a 3-minute video. And I got 10 or 15 seconds in, and I had to turn it off. I couldn't watch it. It was that bad. Like, I was embarrassed for him.
Me too. I'm his buddy, and I wanted him to do well, and that first video was really, really bad. But then when I saw him in person, much more polished.
Well, I would expect that, right? I hope, right?
But that's the point. Yeah. He has really put the time in, and it's evident, and he was pretty funny. I have to give him credit. He really was. I mean, it wasn't like gut-busting Eddie Murphy kind of funny, but I was giggling and laughing, and the other people there were laughing as well. So yeah. I'll give the guy credit, but... Why were we even talking about
Orlando? Rob? You
what
were in Orlando.
Orlando. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he said he has another job, too. He's on some other show now, too. But he also works with a production company, maybe, a little bit, too. So maybe it's an offshoot of that. I'm not sure how it works. I know he does stuff with, like, a production company, too.
Well, they someone produced this video for Universal Studios, and Rob is in it. And the premise of it is... Guys, people that are afraid of heights get on the world's, I don't know, tallest water slide or something like that.
God.
I don't know. Now, I don't even think Rob is afraid of heights. I think this is all an act, but...
Oh, I don't know.
Here's a little bit of the audio, and this is our old producer. So it says adults face their fear of heights on a 125-foot water slide. This is an edited down version.
I am here to conquer my fear of heights by going down a gigantic water slide. I got to face this fear because I have a 6-year-old son, and he's getting old enough to the point where he can ride the big kid rides at theme parks. So I need to overcome this so I can go enjoy rides with him.
So they put him on. They put him on a 60-foot one first.
We got this.
We got it.
So I'm sitting behind Rob on the aqua coaster, and I'm wondering who's doing all of this screaming.
I don't know if you'd call it a shrill that comes out from deep inside.
And you can hear his yells from a mile away.
So then they put him on the big one. This is some new water slide that you stand in, and then it just drops you.
My heart is beating so fast.
Got the stomach thing. It's going.
Oh, look down.
Look at this. Okay, that's not cool at all.
I wouldn't do that.
It's called
called the body plunge.
Oh my God.
So the floor just gives way.
And then I thought my heart was beating really fast before.
So they put Rob in this thing.
I would never. Would you?
Yeah, why not? It looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, it looks fun.
All right, I gotta get the jitters out.
Here he is in the thing.
I went first.
I think I was the most scared, to be honest with you, out of everybody. More scary than I thought. Way more scary than I thought.
That's another guy. He was really fat when he started working here. He lost a lot of weight while he was working here. But he was, do you remember how fat that guy was?
Yeah.
And he, I don't know what he started doing, if it was just working out or what, but he changed his whole body appearance as well. Well, there you go. That's our old producer. He's now
old phone screener, old producer.
What's
going
next?
On? I know. I don't know. Is Hoppy going to show up?
No.
Oh,
DJ Jazzy Jim replaces Charlie.
Jim's in.
That hawk sound effect. You'll hear that over and over again.
I want to hear a weird coincidence. The day that last Thursday, is that the first day I came back, I think? I got a text from Jazzy Jim on my way here asking me if I wanted to take a road trip with him to Michigan to pick up a van or something. It was just the strangest coincidence. And I'm on my way here to help you guys. And Jazzy Jim is texting me to help him pick up some kind of van.
It's crazy.
It's weird.
Like a time rift. All right, let me take a break. Did we ever get to the shizzy? I don't even remember.
But not today.
No, it's okay.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. Do you want to break down this? I know it's pathetic, but would you guys like to see a replay of the the jock versus the joke?
Sure.
I don't know if we can handle that.
I mean, not the whole replay, but I'm just saying, like, I'll
a
play
second.
Like 15 seconds of it.
I
basically
you to,
where you're rabbit punching him in the back
I
of the head.
I don't remember, yeah.
I want you to hear the part where he goes, "Man, in the back."
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Piglet Sausage Freakout and more Alan Cox Show Corona Cruise tickets at 5:20. The show back live at 3 on MMS.
Radio station.
Doozy coughs into the mic an average of 1 million times a show.
Take advantage of any coughing fit from Doozy.
Sometimes I cough.
It's the only break you'll get from hearing her speak.
I'm not speaking correctly.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we're going to tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus in just a few minutes. If you're not a subscriber, sign up at roverradio.com. Let me, do you want to see just a couple of minutes? Did you watch any of this fight, Fuji?
I watched the whole thing, honey. I was here watching.
Oh, you
the
were
whole
watching.
Thing.
Oh, on the screen up
sure.
there. Oh, I see. All right.
They're coming back to the center.
Let me
of the
just
ringers.
Show you a little bit of this here on RMG TV. Dumb's
he
doing this windmill
he fell,
thing here.
He fell and slipped and ended up on the ground.
Oh, I want to see that. I want to see that original slip and fall because it's the most pathetic thing you've ever seen. I don't even know how it's possible.
Why did you wear those shorts? Those were the
also,
worst shorts.
Ali,
just wasting all of his energy.
Dancing yeah. around.
Oh!
Look at this. So let's just slow-mo this. He throws a big-ass punch, which would have been great if it would have connected.
Oh, yeah.
And then he fell over. Actually, what happened, I think this is where you threw your knee out, Dom. Yeah. He comes around and then he puts all his weight on that right knee and it just goes out. It goes out. It was before you even hit this pole or anything. Do you see where I'm talking about, Dieter? Right here. That's right there. That's where his knee twisted. He's done for. He falls into this pole. He knocks the ropes over. He can't. Look at this.
I should have hit him right there.
I'm surprised you didn't.
You did later on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm like, how many times is this guy going to fall down? I was a good sport. I go, okay, I'm not going to hit a guy when he's down.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, let me fast forward a little bit here. And
yeah, I don't even know what happened for the second fall. I want to rewatch this.
Let's see here.
I think it was right there. Yeah, it pulls pants up.
Yeah.
fell and slipped and ended up on
So he's doing like this showboating thing. Yes. Dieter has one arm tied behind his back. And
look at all the moving really, he's doing.
Again.
That was
he misses it again. Like, have you ever seen anything?
Did he hit you?
I ducked there. He might have glanced me.
It looks like he might have made
a
little contact.
Yeah.
But it was on a downward path. So
twice though. Oh!
Oh!
And then
now it happened.
Like you're like, oh no, I connected at a punch when he was standing up. But if you watch this, there's not. No, he ducks too.
Yeah, he ducks. See, he's like in the ropes. What the hell is he doing? How is he on the other side of the ropes, Rover? Answer that.
Here it comes right here.
Answer that.
Then what happens here?
Bam! I fell on the ropes and my, you know.
You're going to catch yourself?
Yeah,
let's watch it in real time.
Answer that. How is he on that side of the ropes?
Bam. Oh, did you see that? Dieter just hits him.
Yeah, I tripped.
Dumbs down on the ground, and
where's the ref?
That was the first punch.
Bam!
That's the first
punch of the fight.
The connected was
Stop
on the ground.
Funny. God, you guys.
When you fall, your hand goes down to cut yourself, and I went to catch myself. His head was in
Bam!
The way.
Bam! Right on the side of his head.
But Robert, go back.
Oh, yeah?
Answer that. How is he on the outside of the ropes?
He ducked under him and tried to run out.
Go back to show me.
Dieter is really...
Does it make sense? Okay. Time to break.
So, all right. So then he takes 2 minutes for him to get back up. He was saved by
the
bell,
was
actually.
Over. No, it's,
Charlie did
the
save
The fight
his
was
ass.
Over.
Does he ever get up here? All right.
Charlie, big win for Charlie looking like Mick.
Oh, thank
that
you.
That hat.
Yeah.
You look really good
I
with
think
that
I
Mick
do. I
hat.
I think I might start wearing his hat. I look
you
pretty cool.
No, you look good.
Then he really comes out like a bull in a china shop too. Here. Watch this. Charges and then just backs up. There he goes. That's good. Oh, my God.
And this is where she's punching him in the head.
Rover.
And Rover's just laughing.
Nobody's stopping it.
I think Rover's actually holding a mic down.
Listen.
Oh, you want to hear that?
Yeah.
Hold on.
No, it's coming up.
I know. Let me.
Oh, the screams that come out of that mouth.
I'll play that audio. I just want to see in slow motion. Look at him. Dieter has one hand tied behind his back. Getting him right in the gut.
He's coming off the ground. Look at that. I'm hitting him so hard, he's coming off the ground.
Look at the look on Dieter's face, too. Oh, my God. And then Dumb goes down, and Dieter just continues punching him.
Head.
Somebody yells, keep going.
That's the walk away. Right there. Come on.
Where's the ref?
Head.
Dumb, you're on the ground.
I mean, come on. Dumb's blocking most of those.
No, I was front ahead. Now he's blocking.
No, he's
now
blocking
he goes to
most
the side.
Of those.
Here comes the side. I mean, he beat the crap out of him. Dumb's in a fetal position.
What are you supposed to do when somebody's on top of you? That you protect yourself. I was defenseless.
I'm on your side.
I could watch this in slow motion all day. And then he goes. Then he gives him a... kidney shot, and then back to the head. So Dumb lowers his arm to defend from the kidney shot, and then Dieter starts punching him in the head.
I mean, they teach you that to keep going when the guy goes down.
How long does it go? I mean, he just keeps hitting it. Now play it and listen to the screen. There, it was a knee shot. Another knee shot. Another arm shot. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't even hitting him in his head. I don't know how he says he's getting a concussion here.
He got hit.
I mean, you did get.
Nailed.
He's getting nailed right now.
I mean, there are like, if you go in slow motion, there are quite a lot.
How many?
Oh, there's like 50. I'm not kidding you. If you were to count that, I mean, let's do it in real time, and then you can hear the audio. Let's try and do it in real time.
Body shots.
One. Doom. 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 Dum, 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 dum. There you go.
29.
All right.
29 punches. On the ground after I was down.
And I stopped
okay.
there.
Okay. I think we can all agree that's cheating. 29
what's
punches.
What's he screaming? Ring the bell?
What was his? You get one point deduction for each after the bell, after the guy's down or whatever. Huh? That's what you said?
But when you dive over the ropes, that's minus 50 points right there, so I still win.
Nope.
Hold it! Hold it! Hold it!
All right. We still have time. You're not out. You're not out yet.
Fetal position.
Come on, you can still get up from this.
All right, count them out.
Rob in Columbus, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, Rover?
Hey, man.
Hey, this really was pretty sad. Dieter's a big guy, I get it, but he had one hand tied behind his back. Could have dropped him. He's pulling punches. That first punch he threw, he pulled that back and just fell into it. Was he drunk?
Yeah, I'll tell you something. Dieter had one arm tied behind his back. That means he can't defend against anything. If Dumb would have just unloaded on Dieter. Right. If Dumb would have just gone in.
That's what I ducked it.
But he has two hands. You go one way, hit him with the left. If he would have just unloaded on you, you have one arm. What are you going to do? How do you defend yourself against that, Dieter?
Well, I was trying to block with my shoulder or my hand. That's why I was trying to move a lot. And that's when he twisted his knee. Once he twisted his knee, he was done.
Wow. Yeah.
He couldn't move. You can't stand. You can't fight.
Wow. All right. Let's see what do you guys have coming up in the aftermath, Charlie?
Is B1 sleeping with an NFL player? We'll get to the bottom of this. We'll recap the interview with John Lovitz, and we'll talk about the worst boxing match of all time. All that and more coming up on the aftermath.
All right. That starts in about 8 minutes. If you are not a subscriber of RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com. That way you can watch or listen live.
It's right in front of you.
What do I have, Dougie?
Rochester.
In Rochester, that's right. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., we're announcing our 7th annual Rover's Morning Glory golf outing in Rochester. We'll give you the details, the date, and the cost for your foursome, what comes with the foursome, and we'll tell you how you can purchase it and all of that. Tomorrow, 8 a.m., listen for that. Some guy sent me a text message a while ago. I don't have it in front of me, but I think his name was something Dave, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Complaining. Oh, you have a bus. You go here. You go there. You're going to Rochester, but you never do anything for us. We got something planned for you. Quit crying. I was going to say shut.
Okay.
Shut. And I mixed shut and quit, and it might have come out with a different word.
Something is definitely being worked on for here.
Yeah, my God.
Yes.
You're a bigger pussy than Dumb is.
All right.
Lord.
I think we can admit, though, I'm the only person who's ever stepped up to him. In all the years, all these telephone talks.
Well, no one's stupid enough to do it. I can't take Dieter in a fight. Why would I say that I could if I can't?
I stood there toe-to-toe with him.
You were on the ground.
He laid down by his toes
half the time.
If Dieter had both of his legs amputated today, I might be able to take him in a fight.
I doubt it.
Well, he wouldn't be able to chase me down, so I could just go and kick him in the head and then run away real fast. let's see here. Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I'll give you a pair of tickets to the Cleveland National Air Show, not the Nair Show. That would be something to see. Presented by Discount Drug Mart. Labor Day weekend, the Thunderbird.
Are you okay?
I might have a concussion.
Are you having a stroke right now?
I'm having a stroke just from watching that video, how pathetic it was. Like, I'm regressing as a human being. ClevelandAirShow.com for that. And it is Thursday in Rochester. Join Zach for the most interesting Thursday in Rochester at Monte Alban. 2160 Penfield Road in Penfield. Register to win prizes, including concert tickets, free drinks, gift card. They have $3 16-ounce Dos Equis, $3 margaritas, and 3 tacos for $3. That is tonight. All right, we will be back live tomorrow morning. All of us except for Charlie, who's heading to Denver today,
yes.
I believe.
Bachelor party.
Have
bachelor
fun.
Bachelor party, be careful. High altitude, don't get winded.
That is true. They want to do hiking.
You won't be able to do that. Are you going today? You're leaving today?
Yeah, leaving today. We're going to do some tubing, hiking, shooting, smoking weed. Might go to a concert.
How fun.
Should be a fun time.
Is that concert? That Red Rock Theater?
Built to Spill. Red Rocks. Red Rock. I don't even care who's playing. I just want to go see that venue. It's in the middle of the rocks. And it looks awesome.
Yeah, I've been there. It's,
have you a bet?
Yeah, I used to live there.
I saw a few people because you did do radio there for a while. I agree with Charlie. I don't care who's playing. Lionel Richie, I'll still go. I just want to be in that venue. Do you remember who you saw?
I remember that one guy that worked at the radio station. He was a quick story about Red Rocks Amphitheater. He was a part-time guy. And I think they let him fill in on afternoons for some reason or something. I don't remember exactly, but...
What shift did you do in Denver?
Nights, right. 7 to midnight.
Okay.
And they let this guy fill in. He did a stage announcement, which is basically bringing a band out on stage. You know, like, hey, I'm so-and-so from 96.5 The Peak. That was a radio station. 96.5 The Peak. Get it? Like Pike's Peak.
Oh, okay.
And they brought whatever band out, or he was about to bring out whatever band, and it was at a show that was, I don't even remember who it was, but people started booing this guy. So then he gets out there and he starts like encouraging people to throw stuff at him, and people are throwing waters and stuff at him. Well, anyhow, one of the bands that was getting ready to perform, like all their equipment, their mixing console and other stuff is getting destroyed by all this crap that people are throwing up there. We had to leave. Like, I'm not kidding you. These roadies were going to kill this guy.
Oh, I bet.
And the program director of the radio station and I were there. I didn't even know. I was backstage. I didn't know what was going on. All of a sudden, I just hear all this screaming. And there are these roadies and this band. I can't remember who the band was. I wish I could remember. But it was someone like Coal Chamber or something like that. It wasn't like it's Modest Mouse. No, it was
it was like a death
note. Yeah, it was. And they actually chased us out of the venue. Like, no, I'm not kidding you. Like, we had to run away.
Was it your sponsored event? So you brought these guys there, kind of thing?
I don't even recall. This is so long ago, but we got in a vehicle and we were leaving, and the guys in the roadies were chasing. And I remember looking in the back. I go, you better start driving, like, fast. And they're running. I mean, they're trying to catch the car. They were so pissed. Then I believe that guy died of a heroin overdose.
Are you kidding?
The roadie, or the guy that did the announcement?
The guy that did the announcement.
Did you know he was doing heroin when you were there?
I didn't know the guy. I think this is right after I started working there. I didn't really know the guy, and I guess he had a drug problem or something. There was some weird stuff going on in Denver. One girl, she was super hot. Her name was, I think Amber. I can't remember. She was super hot, smart. She was like the, head of marketing there. She died of, she was an alcoholic. Like, and she was young. She died at like 30.
Just from drinking?
It was not normal drinking. It was, you know, those like big jugs of wine? Like the big, I don't know how many
glasses. Rossi?
I don't know, but it's a big ass jug.
Oh, yeah. It has like the whole.
Yeah.
Little, like thumb handle
right,
thing.
Right.
She would drink one I think she would drink one of those before noon. Like she eventually couldn't come into work anymore, obviously, or anything. And then I guess she just stayed home and drank herself literally to death. She would drink like gallons of wine a day, if you can believe it. Dead at the age of 30 or 35 or something. And she was always like, she was super freaking hot. Super hot.
Did you ever go out drinking with her?
I did, yeah.
And she would drink you?
We would go to the bar. When I first started there, I think I did afternoons just until they... I was hired to do nights. But they didn't have an afternoon guy yet. So I did afternoons for the first few months.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get off the air at 7 o'clock. And then this girl was always down to drink. She was always ready. She was... So we would go down to the bars and restaurants. We'd drink. And I guess I didn't really notice anything at the time. I just was like, oh, this chick likes to party. A couple of years later, she's dead from literally drinking herself to death.
That's scary. Be careful out in Denver, Charlie.
No, this is going to be way different. I mean, we're going to be doing a lot of drinking, but we're going to be seeing not Cole Chamber or whoever.
Did you guys hear that he really doesn't even know the people he's going with?
I mean, no, I've known him since kindergarten. I've known him since kindergarten.
But it's your brother's best friend. Not,
it is.
Like, you are more of an acquaintance, right?
No, I mean, you're friends. No, we're the same crew, you know.
But you admitted you don't call him to do things. He doesn't call you.
No, if he's in town, I'll call him, but I don't call him to check up on him.
This is revisionist history. The other day, I was just saying how he doesn't know the guy very well on the aftermath.
So why would he be going?
Because he bought the ticket off of work. No, he bought the ticket already and he's stuck. And he does have this free day.
I'm going to the wedding. I'm not in the wedding.
But this is a bachelor party with all your dudes going.
Yeah, I said.
But then everyone backed out.
Yeah, no, it was going to be a big group.
What?
It was going to be a huge group. Almost everybody backed out. Now it's just...
It's two people, right? two of us going.
His brother's not even going.
Yeah, my brother's not even... my brother's best friend.
And your brother isn't even going.
He couldn't afford the tickets.
Why don't you just give it to your brother?
Too late.
Yeah, you should give it to your brother.
We'll see you tomorrow then, bud.
No,
have
I'm
fun,
going.
Tom.
You can't just give a ticket.
No, Tom, have fun in Denver. We'll see you tomorrow, yeah. Chuck.
How do you just give a ticket away? You can't. It's in my name. I've already checked in.
Change the name.
Yeah. I've checked in on my flight.
I think they can work it
out.
We'll make some phone calls.
On the aftermath.
So.
All right. That starts in 8 minutes. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Tribe and Red Sox finish their series tonight. We start your coverage at 6:37 on your FM home for Indians baseball. 100.7 W.